Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a government shutdown. I'm going to switch it up. not what I originally was going to go with, but you know what? We're better than a government shutdown.
I should say so.
So we're better than that, because unlike the government, we got to report the work.
You know what? I can't understand how you could say, you know what? I'm just not showing up Monday.
I do it every day, and people say, just don't, please. Yeah. Thank
please,
you. We've been waiting.
Please don't. Thank you.
Number to call in when we are live, not on a replay or podcast or however else you're listening, when we are live on many of our great affiliates, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Call, have your word heard. If you want to join the chat room and listen, you go to the Den Pen. What you do is you go to davinsden.com, and you click chat and listen live. Now, if you're listening to one of our radio station affiliates, don't switch over to davinsden.com. Hang out on the website you're at. What you do is you go to davincomedy.com, and you find the Davin's Den page,
mm-hmm.
and then you click on that chat room.
Right.
So it'll still bring you to the same chat room, but on the Davin's Den page, what happens is you get to listen to the show and chat at the same time. But I want you to stay listening to our affiliates.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Don't leave them for us, because it's all us.
Yeah, I mean, you just got all nice and cozy. You're in their, you know, their living room. You're sitting on the couch. They put out snacks for you. Don't leave there.
They're wonderful affiliates. We don't. Listen, I know we're a hot son of a bitch. I know that. But stay where you are. You'll get us in due time.
Yeah.
That, of course, is Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
I, of course, am Davin Rosenblatt. And Joe, of course, is efforting to get here as he's stuck in traffic.
Yes. He was updating his Facebook page earlier while he was on his way, so we figure he's really stuck in traffic. Can you imagine?
Joe texted me. He ETA'd 7:15.
Okay.
So I look forward to Joe's joining the show.
Yes, because otherwise we would be sitting here whining for 45 minutes waiting for him to come, and that's not really entertaining, is it?
Not really much of what we do is.
Yeah, I know.
Could switch it up. Not against it. We've got a big show tonight.
Yeah.
Jam-packed show. On tonight's show, we will read the obituaries we wrote for each other, which, you know, I know they're going to be very sweet and heartwarming.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to get to that. We're also going to see the aftermath of the animal cyber sex between me and my scammer girlfriend, Belinda. We're going to get to that, because there's got to be some fallout.
Yeah, that sounds messy.
After having animal love.
Yeah, you know
with
what?
Your scammer.
Whenever I do, I mean, whenever I've heard about it happening.
You almost feel like after that type of conversation I had with her, you almost felt like I should send money. Just for the radio aspect of it. You know what? The chick earned her money.
Yeah, I'd say in that particular time period, yeah, she did.
She sure did. We have a lot to do. A little bit of show news. We're pleased to announce our newest live affiliate internet radio station, theindieauthority.com. Theindieauthority.com.
That's great.
Yeah, we just joined them today. We'll put the link up this week on our site. Just go to theindieauthority.com. They'll be carrying the whole show live every Tuesday, every week, 6:30 to 9:30 Eastern Time PM. Make sure you check us out there, and also all their other great programs. They have a lot of independent artists, so music that you can't hear anyplace else.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Indie Authority.
You lucky people.
Or you make up a British accent.
I'm not making one up. I'm just trying to reiterate one that they already use.
All right. All right. But yeah, so we're happy to do that. So now we have, by my count, we have 9 live affiliates.
3, 4,
counting
5,
our show,
6,
counting our station.
7, 8, 9.
That's pretty freaking good.
That's crazy.
We are disgusting and ruining airwaves wherever we go.
You know what? Sorry. That's all I can say. Sorry, affiliates.
Sorry.
We love you all.
We love you long time. Also, we announced this last week on the Davin's Den Facebook page, which if you have not liked, I urge you to go there and like it. Like the Davin's Den Facebook page. We've picked up some new likes. We announced a new contest.
Yes, I'm very excited about this contest because it's about me.
It's about you. When I first told Pip we had a contest about her, she was very nervous. She thought everybody had to get anal fissures. But no, it's a little too much to ask from the fans.
Listen, from somebody who had to eat dog food and drink fish cheese.
You did that on your own. That was your own fault for being a bad Pip Helix.
Whenever you say contest, that just spurts back up into mind. And
I don't want to hear anything about spurting.
And back up into my throat a little.
This has nothing
to
do
with... And so I thought, what... Oh, God, what have I done now? What are you going to do?
This has nothing to do with spurting in your throat.
Thank God.
Although that would be a heck of a contest.
I don't know. There might be takers.
There might. I'm sure there would be.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Spurt and Pip Helix's contest.
Not happening.
And get a rag to wipe down.
Oh, God.
But no, that's not the contest.
No, that's not.
It's nothing like that. It's a nice contest.
It is.
It is, as you know, every week we do the Pip Helix curmudgeonly philosophies.
Yes.
So we are asking you, fans of the show, the Danish, come up with your own curmudgeonly philosophies. Post them on the Davin's Den Facebook page. Every week we will read the new contestants. This is going to go on through all of October. And the first week of November, the three of us will come up with the best five that you guys have come up with, and we will have them battle it out on the air. We will battle out their merits, and the top three will win fabulous prizes. CDs, DVDs, T-shirts. You know what? Let's go. We have lovely sponsors who keep re-upping. Let's go into the vault and give a $25 gift card to the top one.
Wow.
What do
I
you
like
think?
That. I think that's awesome.
So $25.
If you're really lucky, I'll dig up some crap from my basement and send it to you with everything.
And that too.
That we tried to do that as a contest in the Ordinary Takers.
No. That was a failed game.
Yeah.
But we'll give you – so number one – gets a $25, like a Visa gift card or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll mail it to you. Two and three give you CDs or DVDs of Joe's music or my comedy or one of my T-shirts or anything. So, and it costs you nothing. You can enter as many times as you want.
Please do.
Like I said, everyone will be read on the air. You just come up with your own curmudgeonly philosophy. There's examples on the site. We've already got a bunch of entries, which we're going to read on the show when we get to the curmudgeonly philosophies.
Right. And really, it has nothing to do with... because a lot of people are entering in are already our Facebook friends or whatever. Really, it's just going to be even Steven, because it doesn't matter how we know you, if we've never heard of you before. It doesn't matter
who
you
are. It's on your merits.
It's on the merits of the curmudgeonly philosophy.
The only people who cannot participate in the curmudgeonly philosophy are Joe Curry, myself, Pip Helix, and our sales girl, Tammy.
Right.
And you know what? Our computer guy, James.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
Anybody who is affiliated with the show that directly is disqualified. Although Tammy posted one, and we're going to read it on the air.
Oh yeah, and you can still play.
Exactly, I mean, you just can't win.
You just can't win.
Yeah, so that's the only thing there. What happened?
I was trying to encourage Mr. Helix to come up with one, but he hasn't come up with one yet.
He will.
Yeah.
Can Mr. Helix win?
I should say the spouses should not be able to win.
All right,
our fabulous prizes, because I'm prize enough.
I'm gonna let that one stay.
You're just gonna let that simmer.
Yeah. You can. You're quite the gem.
Thanks.
The Davin's Den, for a long time, we've had an Android app.
Yeah.
And we've had it for a while. Stuart from formerly of the Hooter and Greenway show created. He's really good with computers. Obviously, if he created an app. But I, for the longest time, did not have a smartphone.
Right.
So I couldn't really explain it. I'm just like. Use it. It's really good. I think you take a picture of the QR and then it happens and magic. I don't know.
Not magic. Listen, I still have an old stupid phone, so I don't have any idea how any of the apps work. And people lean over and they try to show you their apps. Just please don't do that to me.
Yeah.
I'm in the Stone Age. I don't understand.
Unless your apps are tater skins.
Yes, then I want to lean over and grab some. But don't show me your apps, because just consider me Nana. I don't understand.
But now I understand.
Yeah, I know.
And it is real easy. Before I go on, some people ask, well, do you have one for Apple? We do not have one for Apple yet.
Yeah.
Stuart is learning the code. So it might take a while, but how cool is that? He's learning the code.
You know,
for Apple, I mean, there's so many places you can listen.
How do we have a smart friend?
We just do. We have a lot. Our listeners are very smart.
I know.
It's much smarter than us.
They fill in the information where we go, what is that called again? They'll tell us.
Pretty much. That's why we do the show. if you're on Apple, you can just listen to us on iTunes.
Yes.
Before I explain how to use this app, I also want to tell something else that Stuart told me, which is really cool. He's like, listen. If people feel that something's missing or it can be improved, let me know.
Right.
And I can do that.
Look at that.
So I think the app is pretty nifty as it is.
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward. If you don't know how to do it, what you do is you go to Google Play, the Google Play Store. That's where Android has all the apps. You go to Google Play, and you go to Apps, and then you search Davin, D-A-V-I-N, apostrophe S. Make sure you do that. Davin's Den. It comes right up. You download it nice and easy. Cost you nothing. Every show is on there for free.
Yeah.
All the shows that are on our feed that you can get on the website are on there for free. So you can listen on the go. You can plug it in your car. It's really cool. So
if you have a long drive someplace, definitely go in there, download a show, and then we'll keep you company the whole ride.
Well, you know, I was just last week, Kenny from Wicked had a long drive, and he posted on Facebook about, he's like, with all these out-of-work radio personnel, how are these hacks in Alabama? And he was like, saying this show on. I go, well, you know, you could download our show. He's like, excellent idea.
Yeah, and, you know, screw those books on tape. Listen to Davenstan.
Exactly, because who's on tape anymore? Yeah. Even if you have them on tape, they don't fit in a CD player.
Books on CD, books on MP3. I don't know what the hell they are, but, I mean, there used to be these paper things. I've heard about that. With binding and everything?
Yeah, my kid's reading them. I don't know what that
is. I don't know what they are. But useless. But you should listen to Davenstan when you're traveling in the car.
You can take us anywhere. We're in so many places, it's ridiculous.
I know. I'm pretty impressed with us.
I am also thinking of, I've talked to our web guy, James, about this, because our scammer clips are on, it's not up there yet, I'll announce when it is. Our scammer clips are on iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Our old ones.
Right.
They're constantly updating the best they can. I think what we're going to do, here's the problem, though. We are gaining more and more fans out of this world. No, out of this country. And not everybody can get on iHeartRadio.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm thinking maybe we make that feed available exclusively on our site and iHeartRadio.
Yeah,
thinking
that sounds...
about that. I mean, it might affect our iHeart numbers, but you know what? If you live in America, go to iHeart. If you don't, go to our site.
Right, as long as you can get it.
That's what we want.
Availability.
We got good stuff up there.
I know. It's so funny to hear back and talk about the things that happened in the very beginning of the scammer stuff, because you forget. There's so many shenanigans. There's so many ups and downs, and we've been through several different scammers even.
Yes.
That it's hard to keep track, and it's like, oh, my God, that's right. You did say that.
Well,
you know?
Flory was our first scammer, and she was a lot of fun.
Yes.
And, you know, I know people like to say, well, you know, the men are running everything. It might be.
It might be,
but we called Flory a bunch of times, and gosh darn it, she always picked up and was on top of the ball.
Yeah.
Once she knew who she was talking to.
Of course. As a matter of fact, she returned the favor and called in the middle of the night.
Exactly. All of our old shows, in completion, of course, are on davinsden.com and various other places, but we do put up the scammer clips. Speaking of, what is going on? Oh, God. Okay. Speaking of...
not tech.
No, tech is fine today.
Oh, good, okay.
Speaking of scammers.
Yes.
We created a bit of an uproar last week in the in the scammer community. As you know, last week, Pip Helix, we named names.
Yes.
We called people out for being racist.
Yes.
And frauds and bullies.
Because it really was getting pretty out of hand.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff they were saying was like, that's just so wrong. So, go ahead.
So, we called out Bernard Vance, who we'll get to in a second.
Yes.
We called out Nina Rasmussen.
Yes.
And various other members. So, kind of expected if there would be any blowback, it would be at us.
You'd think.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We're big boys. We are, and girls.
Yes.
We can handle it. We're not hiding.
No.
And here's the thing, and I'm going to get to touch on this a little bit more in a second, is you can call into the show.
Right.
I'm going to let you speak your piece.
If you didn't want to be on the phone, you could go in the chat. I would read it out loud like I do everybody else.
Yeah.
You know? So.
It's not a gang mentality.
No.
But here's the thing. There's a guy who runs a website. I can't think of his name. Scam Police is his website. And he was in the chat room last week. He goes by Mr. G. A lot of other people were in the chat, and they went by different handles, so I guess they wouldn't get known.
Yeah, that's okay.
Mr. G... was going by his handle, I guess, as he's known in the anti-scamming community.
Yes.
So what happened was, is now Mr. G, who does not get along with Nina and Bernard,
I gathered,
is getting all the heat.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, here's like
he didn't start. He didn't wind you up.
Well, that's exactly.
You know?
Here's what you need to know, Nina and Bernard, and I know you're listening, or you have people listening. I know this.
Right.
Here's what you need to know. Davin's Den is not a pawn of anybody.
Nope.
We are not beholden. I'll tell you who we're beholden to, and I've said it before. I am beholden, me personally, I'm beholden to Joe Curry, Pip Helix, our listeners, our fans, and the victims.
Yeah.
I am beholden to no scam group.
No.
We are in nobody's pocket. If you have, you've been saying you got stuff on Mr. G. If you have valid stuff, bring it to me.
Right.
If it seems real, if it seems like Mr. G is hurting victims, I'll call him out on it.
Right.
I don't care. But I want you to know, Nina, I don't want the personal nonsense. Because I got to tell you, a lot of people have come to me with your personal nonsense, and I'm not airing it here.
Right. Because
I don't care.
No.
Your personal life does not matter to me.
No, who cares?
You know, What I care about...
You can blow goats on your weekends. We don't care.
We recommend it.
Especially if Belinda's involved.
Exactly. Especially, and I'm the goat. But that's a couple weeks ago.
Old goat.
Old goat. Indeed. I'm Billy Goat. But yeah, here's the thing. So don't pick a fight with Mr. G. Come at us. We're right here.
Yeah.
And you're more than welcome to call in. The number is 845-986-8804. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me why you're not a racist.
Yeah.
Tell me why you're not a bully. And just keep this in mind, Nina. I have information about some shady dealings that it seems like you have done that I have not aired yet. And when I get to that, I'd love for you to come on the air.
Really? Give us if you have a valid side of the story, give it to us.
But,
let us know.
But I'm going to reiterate one more time. We are not in Mr. G's pocket.
No.
We are in nobody's pocket. Mr. G had nothing to do with what we aired last week.
And do remember when you're trying to say that you're not a racist that we have N-word all over the place.
Yes, you they're in your own words. But that's fine. You can come on and defend. But we're right here.
Right.
We're not running. And here's the thing. You can say whatever you want about us. Because we're public figures. You're going to call me gay. You're going to say you're going to say I suck at comedy. You could say whatever you want. You're going to say I hurt victims. Prove it.
Really?
I mean, our record is pretty clear on who we advocate for.
And whose side we're on.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. There's no cloudiness. But if you got dirt on me, come bring it.
Yeah.
You get your thing. And here's another issue that I got that's been going on with her site, Scammers and Information, that's a Facebook one, and I can't get all these sites straight.
Right.
Mr. G's is Scam Police. I don't think he started doing it now. I think maybe. And there was another one that did it, Soldiers Against Scammers, who we've had the founder of that site on our show.
Yeah.
This is something they're doing
that they
need to stop. They're now telling people who they can and can't be friends with if they want to be part of a group.
Oh, you know, that just sucks.
Is this elementary school? Are you kidding me? Stop bullying people, all of you.
Yeah.
And Nina, like I said, I called out sites that we are quote-unquote friendly with.
Right.
Stop it, all of you. You're supposed to be there for the victims. And stop worrying about, they have a scammer on their friends list. You don't know what they're doing. Who are you to tell people what to do and who they can have friends? And if you're a scam victim, don't get bullied by this. In my opinion, I blogged about this.
Mm-hmm.
You could go, it's up there now. I haven't linked it. I haven't announced it. But it's on davinsden.com. Listen, if somebody is telling you who they think you can be friends with, they're revealing their character, their insecurities, and they feel that you are incapable of making your own decisions. Any site tells you who you can and can't be friends with, I think you have your marching orders right there to leave that site, because it's a bunch of nonsense. You guys are supposed to be helping victims, and I see just a bunch of infighting, and you know, it's baloney.
You know, I know that happens on in internet groups of all stripes. I mean, it doesn't even matter what the topic matter is that, you know, it's sort of like the life cycle of an internet group. It used to be news groups, news lists, and things that used to happen on, and it happens in groups too, where there becomes a pecking order. And hi everybody in the chat. Boy, the numbers also went bing. A bunch of people. And
you missed some.
And you know, the thing is that you know, sometimes the group goes sour, you know, and it's kind of like you found a group of people that you relate to and that they have similar problems to you, and you know, you do get a certain level of comfort being with them, and you make friends there. But if it turns out that, you know, the head of the organization, you know, in some of the cases, sometimes it's the members themselves, but if the head of the organization is bad, it trickles down, and eventually the whole group is
that's
bad.
A very good point. These sites are only as good as their admins, and each one of you have to decide which is the right site for you. I'm not going to tell you which site is good and which site's not good. That's not my job.
Right.
But I will say this. One of the theories behind telling people who can and can't be on their sites is they don't want some of these sites to be infiltrated.
Yes.
I get that.
No.
But infiltrated by scammers.
Yeah.
This is what I assume of every site, the closed sites, the open sites. I assume every site is dirty. I assume every site has been infiltrated, and I go from there. Because let's be honest, it's the internet. It's the Wild Wild West. You don't know. All I know, this is what I know. I know who Pip Helix is because I see her. She's right in front of me. I know Joe Curry will be here because I see him every week. All the rest of you that I talk online, you don't know me. I mean, you kind of know me because I'm a public figure and I'm out there.
Right.
But a lot of people hide behind things. So that person who is liking and agreeing with you in your group has as much chance of being a scammer as the person who's disagreeing with you. You just don't know.
Right.
So you can't live paranoid. Just assume they're all dirty and go from there.
Right. Right.
You know, do as much good as you can.
Exactly. I mean, in the chat they say any anti-scam group should be there to help and support victims. Absolutely. That should be the point of the agenda. You know, and it's if you find that you've joined a group or all of a sudden you realize that the agenda is different, it's making you uncomfortable, you're being told what to do, and that makes you uncomfortable, you know what? As much as you've, you know, sort of nestled in and sat down on the couch with your snacks in there, like I said before,
right?
You got to go.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Listen, it's the same thing for you guys. Listen to us. You guys listen to us as long as we're useful and entertaining.
Right.
As soon as we stop becoming that to you, you go.
Go.
I don't expect you to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody should be telling you. And listen,
if you listen to us, you know what podcasts and radio stations you're not allowed to listen to?
Every other one.
Every minute now.
It's all mind control.
Oh.
But you know what? Listen, we don't want sheeple.
No.
As our fans. As much as that would probably help the show.
An educated consumer is our best listener.
It really is, because what I dig about our audience is they have different opinions and they're pretty well educated.
Yes.
And that actually helps me when I go to sponsors. I go, listen, I don't know how many people we have, but I can tell you they're pretty smart and they're pretty savvy.
Yeah.
And I can show them examples of things that they know and everything. So I don't want you to just follow blindly to our show. Although you should. You really know you should. I'm your guru. No.
Let me just slip this little, like, neck piece around you. Ooh, and this harness. And let me hold this.
Leave my tails with Belinda out of this.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
The chat also says, the chat, you know, these anti-scam groups, they should also educate and empower people to enable them to recognize a scam. And too many groups, another person answers, too many groups aren't doing what they should.
No. Well,
and then that's what we're saying.
But that's all subjective.
Yeah.
That's all subjective. Now, let's go back to something that also happened. So last week, I was very hard on, that sounds gay. Very
hard on the beaver, weren't you?
I was hard on the big bad bear.
Oh.
I went at him, the big bad bear. No, you're not even listening.
I'm sorry.
I have sound effects. So I was thinking, because we went at him, we called him, we named him, and everything. So what I did was, I said, you know what? I'm going to give him a chance.
Okay.
I probably won't agree with what he says.
Right.
But I believe our show should be an open forum to a degree.
Yeah.
And you know what? He should have his chance to come on here and speak his mind. And you know I've interviewed people who I don't necessarily agree with or like.
Sure.
I mean, Christ. I mean, the battles that me and Anthony Cumia had on the air, they're kind of legendary. But it was always respectful.
Sure.
And you know.
No, you actually, you know, you can retain a level of civility in discourse, even when you're not agreeing with the other side.
Right.
There's no reason to go off on a tangent on somebody unless they're being just evil. But, if he wanted to come on the show, it's like, listen, there's every possibility that there's another side that has not been shown. And so
Give him
the chance.
I wanted to give him the chance.
Right.
So I posted on a site where I know he's active.
Okay.
I said, listen, man, we called you out. Come on the show.
Boo, boo.
We will give you the same respect you afford us. No, I will.
Right. I'm sorry. Just after I made a joke. I'm sorry.
I know. You shocked yourself. I said, come on. Come on the air. You have the opportunity.
Yeah.
He did not respond. He read it.
Yes.
He did not respond. He went running back to Nina's group without responding, crying, and turning it around and putting it on Mr. G, kind of like what I alluded to. So we're going to have a renaming of the Big Bad Bear, which I don't – if you give yourself a nickname, I'm really against that anyway. But we are renaming you on Davins, and you are no longer the Big Bad Bear. You are now Winnie the Pooh.
Well, isn't this a clever disguise?
Yes, Big Bear. It was a Big Bear.
It was a clever disguise.
Yes, Pooh. You much like you were caught with your pants off.
Stuck in a hole.
Your disguise, Winnie the Pooh, was as a big internet tough guy, but when you got called out, you went running behind a little girl.
Aww.
And said, everybody's against me. So, from now on, you are Winnie the Pooh. Until you man up and get your little bear balls onto our show and want to address us. And you brought this upon yourself, Winnie.
Yes.
You can call in right now, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Tell me why you didn't fake your PhD. Tell me you're not a racist. Tell me why your tactics of being vulgar and threatening scammers and going to Africa when you're never going to go there. Tell me why that works.
Why does it keep talking about shooting them in the head?
Explain to me how you've helped. Explain to me how by getting new scam victims to bait them, and I'm going to talk about that later on in the show, explain to me that works. Change my mind, Winnie. You have the opportunity. So that's what I'm saying. You've been called out twice. Now, don't go running to Nina. You will, because you're going to say the detractors. They're not detractors. They're people with different opinions.
Right.
Don't put it on G. It's right here, baby. It's not on G. It's the DD. You're the big bad bear, but we're the den. And you live in our world.
Yes.
Look at that. I went like all gangster.
I know. Oh, you're throwing gang signs. And he put on a bandana. He's not sure what color to wear.
Yeah.
Colors, 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 colors.
That's what started this whole mess, calling people colors.
Yeah.
We're not about that.
Oh, no. Now I've gone and done it.
Yeah.
Whoa, speaking of colors, all of a sudden I made the den totally blue.
How'd you do?
I don't know. It's okay now.
You've upset them. They're blue. Or you've excited them and they all have nuts.
The bluish den. Maybe they're drinking that silver concoction.
Little den blue. It needed the money. Oh!
Maybe they're drinking that silver concoction that guy was drinking.
All right. I don't want to get all wrapped up in this stuff. We'll do more scammer stuff later on.
Okay.
I just wanted to get that out there because you know what? This guy, Mr. G, I don't know him. Mm-hmm. I don't know him very well.
Well, you know, in the chat,
he's getting all the flack.
Somebody who knows about this stuff says he can't tell you because he doesn't know himself. So there,
can't tell me what?
Well,
who can't tell me what? I'm confused.
Well, I'm interpreting, and let me know if I'm misinterpreting what you're saying here. But he himself is confused. And
who
delusional.
Is he?
Winnie.
Winnie.
Winnie the Pooh is delusional. I'm guessing they're saying, but he doesn't know himself, so he really can't tell you the answers to all these questions. What's his deal?
All right, that's fine.
Yeah,
but that's fine. But why are you picking on Mr. G? Why are you picking on? Because he's just in the chat room.
I know, but because he's easier to deal with.
You know, we're very easy to deal with.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't find easier people.
Yeah, you know what? I've been married now, so that's not really true anymore. But. Easy. Never mind.
Anyway, all right.
Anyway, so did you want to move along?
I do. Okay. Enough of that for now. We'll do later on. I'll talk about why I don't think scam victims should be engaged in this whole world.
Right.
And people might not like me for what I have to say about that, but I really don't care.
But you know what? It's your opinion, and people can come back and call in or speak up in the chat and let us know what you think.
Here's how it works. If you want me to have your opinion, then look at me as the government and pay for it. Buy me.
Buy you.
Buy me. I'm a half hour rate.
Do I just leave it on the desk later?
The nightstand, yes. Leave it on the nightstand. Maybe a kiss on the cheek and away you go.
Oh, I don't know.
No kiss on the cheek?
No, I'll just leave something on your leg and go.
All right, Joe Curry. All right. So last week I was recounting my trials and tribulations with Local Splash and Chase.
Yes.
How I gave them the runaround. I'm not going to recount all that. So the day after, I call Chase because I wanted this documentation of this credit card policy where they cannot listen to audio.
Yeah, which sounds absurd.
Exactly. Because I went online on Wednesday morning. I couldn't find this anyplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Chase Visa.
Okay.
So show me this document. Where is this? And I get bounced around. Like, well, you need to talk to legal. So I'm on hold for 45 minutes.
Tell me you got Timothy again.
No, I did not get Timothy again. Legal tells the specialist, oh, that's not really our department. I'm like, well, no, I've been told this is legal's department. I need to talk to legal. This is illegal.
Somebody's calling on the cell phone. That does us no damn good.
Yeah, okay. No, it's... It's for work. Somebody wants to hire me. I'll talk to her on the break. I'm as shocked as you are.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, my God, it's a work call.
So finally they send me to legal.
Right.
And legal's like, no, this isn't our area.
Lovely.
This is like after an hour and a half.
You know,
no, we don't have that documentation. You need to talk to a specialist.
Do they have a freaking trampoline built into their phone system over there?
It's basically just a runaround. And nobody has the number to connect you to where you go. It's hilarious.
I know.
Like, nobody has... Oh, I think this is legal's number.
Hold on a second. Let me look it up.
No,
yeah.
So finally, give me back to a specialist. Oh, yeah, it's right here. I go, well, you know what? You guys keep telling me how you need documentation from me.
Mm-hmm.
I need documentation from you. I need you to mail me where it says that you cannot listen to audio.
Right.
Like, okay, we'll send that. A week later, I don't have it yet.
No.
So,
they're so pathetic.
So that's not the end of it, though.
Oh, good.
That's not the end of it. So I go, you know what, on a lark, let me contact Local Splash again because they need this documentation because they want the transcript. I have the audio. They want the transcript. I have a partial transcript where I agree to all the terms.
Right.
They never sent me the transcript.
Where they're saying all the stuff that they're
yes,
going to give you.
Exactly. So I email the person who sent me these things. I do not get a response, although I do get an offer to immediately rejoin Local Splash again. I can sign up immediately. And they're running a special. You're going to like this, Pip Helix. They're running a special. If I join now, I get a $50 gift card from Visa.
No, no. Chase Visa?
No, not Chase Visa, but Visa.
That would be perfect. A $50 gift card. Oh, my
from
God.
From Visa.
Yeah, I know. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent hours dealing with that.
I know, but isn't that interesting? I mean, it's not Chase, because that would be really amazing if you found out that they weren't using a sponsorship deal with the same people that are scamming
right.
you. You know, so it's like, great.
Also last week, I got called out on the carpet because my memory was a little foggy. I vaguely remembered destroying a car.
Oh, yes, yes. Joe and I were recounting our bouts of young vandalism, and you were like, I got nothing.
No, I said I vaguely remember, but I've been very honest that my memory stinks. I should have done a lot of weed for the memory I have.
Me too.
My memory is terrible.
I wish I did so much weed that that would be a good excuse for
I
this.
Just have early Alzheimer's.
Me too.
So, but I was talking with the wife, so here's what we recounted. We used to live in apartments in Hackensack. Now, if you're from I don't know if this happens all over the country, but at least in the Northeast, if there's apartment living mm-hmm. and you have to park on the street,
yes,
people save their spots.
Yeah,
with garbage pails and whatnot.
Yeah,
like that. Spots are like a commodity. Spots are like traded as gold.
Yeah, I think that there's some people that do that in the outer boroughs as well.
So I'm living in Hackensack, and I got into this verbal altercation with this person about a spot.
Okay.
I don't remember how heated it was, but it was a verbal altercation.
A spot that was yours or theirs?
I think I was about to pull into it, and I don't remember.
And you were just like pushing their garbage can down the street? Or
no, I don't remember what it was. They thought
okay.
they thought who they were.
Okay.
I don't remember. I do remember the next day my window was smashed. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
So I assumed
that it was me and Joe.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I mean, I think that's a little extreme over a parking spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think so, too. That is a bit much. But people get so territorial about the craziest things.
So, under the cover of darkness,
uh-huh.
I grabbed myself my aluminum baseball bat.
Yeah.
And I was very nervous.
Yeah, sure.
I'm such a wuss because there's like big lights, big street lights and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Hackensack's like a pretty big town. Always
it
something
is.
Going on and everything. And
it's a city.
I'm pretty sure I knocked out their taillight. And just scurried right up the hill to my apartment.
Just like an Alabama State Trooper. Wham! A double!
Pretty much.
Did you notice this taillight was out, boy?
I'm pretty much sure that was the move.
Wow. Wow.
So I do recall a little bit more my tales of vandalism.
Well, listen, when I was telling you that I went and I took my dad's jackknife and I sliced that drunk bitch's tires,
mm-hmm.
I was nervous. I was very nervous because I make it sound like I was just like this out of control juvenile delinquent, but I wasn't. I was a really good girl.
Right.
And I was just pushed to the edge. And there have been other little incidents like this particular girl. And now, now I understand that my friend and I were engaging a little bit of slut shaming, but this girl...
It's my favorite type of shame.
the walk of shame is my favorite type of shame.
No, I like a good slut. I like a good slut shaming.
Slut shaming.
Mm. Rolls off the tongue.
Yes, it does.
A Goldschlager slut shaming. I sound like Sylvester.
Maybe that's why these fuzzy things on our mic smell so bad.
Oh, God, they smell like ass.
They do. I was smelling it earlier. We were both comparing notes on how awful these little fuzzy wind protectors or whatever they are.
You know what it smells like?
What?
It smells like Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh's ass.
It does.
Sticking out of the hole where the honey pot is inside.
It smells like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, that smell. That
now,
smells.
Isn't this a clever disguise?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is Winnie the Pooh. I thought you were a microphone.
It smells like bear.
But you're Winnie the Pooh.
Bear ass. It smells like bear ass.
I get so excited when I have a new sound clip.
I know. I like that one, too.
So tell us about your slut shaming.
So anyway, so she was just a bad neighbor, but...
A bad neighbor.
We used to find it really interesting, the revolving door policy that she seemed to have.
Mm-hmm.
And but she had one boyfriend for a little while where they would have these drunken, screaming, really offensive arguments on the middle of the lawn at like 3 in the morning.
That's when you have that argument.
Yeah, I know. That is when you have that argument.
So everybody can hear.
And, I mean, I had an argument in the same apartment building with, not exactly with my mom. It was sort of with my aunt who was on the phone with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, I was completely unhinged. It was one of the few times in my life where I really, really, truly lost it. It wasn't thought through in advance, like the stabbing of the tires.
Right.
It was just like losing my shit. And
nobody wants that.
No, really don't. And so I knew that the neighbors heard me when the next day, because my neighbor gave me a really weird look as we ran into each other in the convenience store.
Right.
So I was like, hey, how's it going? And then I realized, oh, I know why he's looking
everybody
at me like that.
Everybody heard.
Everybody heard my really bad moment, like my most shameful moment.
That's like, you've had more shameful moments since then.
Oh, I've had lots of shameful
moments.
Sure,
you usually share them with us.
I know. It's fodder for the show now.
It is fodder for the show.
It used to just be fodder for the therapy sessions, which I'm saving a lot of money while I'm doing the show.
It's like Geico.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like that chick that pops up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that? No, it's Progressive.
Yeah, that's Progressive.
That's Roe.
Yeah.
All right. So what happened to you this past week?
I had an interesting weekend because I know that you won't approve because exactly what we were talking about. You never know who somebody is on the other end of the interaction online.
Oh!
I met another one of my fan friends.
Oh, God. another Wynwoodite.
Yes.
Another Wynwoody.
Yes! A Wynwoody.
Is that what you guys call yourselves, Wynwoodies?
No, we don't.
You should.
I know somebody that does, but no.
Well, I'm a Wynwoody, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. No, this was another girl from one of the little internet groups of fans that we have.
Are you allowed? Now, if you're a Wynwoody... Are you
not a Wynwoody.
Are you allowed to be friends with other Wynwood fan clubs?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Interestingly enough, there was a time a while back, and this is why I was talking with such authority about the life cycle of groups and how they can change and how there can be like problems within the group, like the group dynamic changes and festers and it has to break up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was in a group that they... I won't even go into the stupid reasons why, but there was a chasm in the group formed, and there were two different factions. And so it was kind of don't be friends with them, or don't be friends with them.
You know what? You people on the internet, really, you got to get a life.
I
mean,
know.
Stop it. Stop it already. Can't we all just get along? Kumbaya, mofos. Kumbaya, biznitches. It's Wynwood and scammers. I think somebody should scam Wynwood. Or maybe Wynwood should scam a scammer.
Oh.
Could you imagine Steve Wynwood was a scam baiter?
I don't think he has enough time.
Are you saying only people with a lot of time on their hands do this?
Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty.
I didn't want to say, but...
I do. I got scammers now that I'm dealing with that. I just can't give them the time that they deserve. I feel bad.
They're the time that they want.
Well, because, you know, part of it is you got to keep them, string them along so they cannot do their harm, and part of it's writing for the show. But it's like, I got other things to do. I can't play with your nonsense right now. I will give you just enough to keep interested in me.
Yes, right, right.
Whether you think I'm a boy or a girl, that will be determined in a future show.
Oh, hey now.
Hey now. Davin Den received a new message.
Oh.
Why did I read that? Because I'm a moron.
I'm really...
I mean, why did I read that out loud?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
You should come and join our chat room, everybody, because it's hopping tonight.
Oh.
They're very busy.
Well, hello, Lucia. She's like listening right now, and I love it. I'm a great friend of Donnie Miller. We love Donnie.
Hey, Lucia.
Okay. Oh. I'll stop a show. All you have to do is show us love.
We just love the attention.
Now I know why you're the way you are with the Den Pen.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. They're talking at me. Oh, this reminds me. So I meet my friend the group.
So we're back on track. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I meet my friend from the group, and she's really lovely. I mean, I knew that I liked her right away when she joined, and it was fairly recently, and we got to be pals. And she's from Australia.
Should I do like a really crappy Australian accent?
No.
She's got another shrimp on the bun. I did.
Yeah,
or for Larry DeFelice at my wedding. Good day. Really? Really, Larry DeFelice? It was until you did that bit. Larry DeFelice did his he's a comic, did his crocodile impression at my wedding.
Yeah.
Crocodile hunt. Anyway, go on.
All of that section.
So she's Australian, so you're happy. You're meeting a foreigner.
Yeah, well, that always does float my boat because I love the differences.
We love when
people.
Pip's boat is floated.
Yes, we do. And also, she obviously has an Australian accent, but not the like comic strip book version that everybody expects. She even said to me, I hope you won't be disappointed, but I don't sound like Steve Irwin, you
Well, because he's dead. He doesn't really talk anymore.
He doesn't sound like much anything.
Yeah, I hope that was your response.
Or no.
Zombie Steve Irwin.
Cranky.
Cranky brains.
Stinger out.
Oh, no.
Really? Too soon?
Too
soon? Whatever. You're a land mammal, Steve. You're not a sea mammal. Get out of the water. They got bobs. They're kind of smart.
So
you're meeting a Wynwoodian?
Yes.
An Australian Wynwoodian?
I did.
From down under?
I'm going to go hang out with her again Thursday night.
That'll be good.
We're having fun.
Good.
And so
let me know when she asks you for like $800 for surgery for her mom. Let me know when that happens.
What, were you there?
It's what they all asked.
I know.
I'm not talking about scammers. I'm just talking about Australians.
No. But she did have an amazing urge to go walkabout in the city.
What?
You never heard that expression?
To what?
Go walkabout.
Walkabout what?
Hilarious. Please, somebody back me up in the chat. You've heard of going walkabout, right? It's like a thing that they said in the Crocodile Dundee movies.
Oh, I didn't know we were going back to 1988. Can I hook you up with Chase Visa? And you guys
yes,
can reminisce.
I'll fax you details of the movie.
I would love if you would fax me details of the movie. Make sure it's legal that you get documentation of the script.
I'll have to do it on a landline because you know I don't believe in cells.
Of course not. So what's walkabout?
Well, that's what they said in the movie, that somebody just decided that they were going to go and, like, you know, go where the trail led them, you know. And so I was making a joke, but you don't get the reference, so it's not really much of a joke.
It's kind of like all your other jokes.
Yeah, I know. All right. Old reference time.
All right.
Old-timey reference show, doo-da. And one of the cool things that we did.
Oh, there's more.
Yes.
Okay. I thought we were done.
No, I had... There were new plans afoot with another group of friends.
Speaking of afoot, he's coming down the stairs.
Oh, yeah, I hear him. I hear him clangety clang, bangety bang, band.
I hear afoot. Go on.
Oh, okay. So now, thank you, Chad. Walkabout is when they go bush. What?
Wow.
What?
I love when they go bush.
It's a country thing they're saying? This isn't much help. Somebody explain better.
Well, look who you're asking for help. The Den Pen. They don't help.
This is all the... Now, Joe...
Joe's not on mic. Don't ask Joe a question.
Okay.
Let Joe get settled in. Let Joe open up his Joe Curry playset.
And Joe is wearing a lovely blue shirt this
really?
Evening.
Nobody gives a crap. He's not on video tonight. He's not eating horrible things. Who cares?
You'll just have to take my word for it.
Yeah,
but
Joe's
it is.
A delightful man. His shirt matches his eyes. Masturbate to that, and we move on.
Okay, you guys done? Okay, now.
You're done? Was it a wankabout? Ha, ha, ha!
Going wankabout.
I don't know where my penis is going to lead me.
God, I hope she's not listening right now.
She probably was.
Oh, not anymore. Okay, so the chat set is giving it another shot. They go for a walk in the outback.
The chat's like, we can do better.
We can do better.
We're sorry, mistress of the chat. We're sorry, Ms. Helix.
We'll explain in English for us.
We've let down the mistress of the chat.
I'm cracking.
She won't read our comments.
I know.
If we're going to get along with one of them, it should be Mistress Helix.
Because she's the only one that pays attention to us while we're here.
Pick me.
Yeah. Thank you, chatters. So, the thing was, every time she, what are you doing, Joe? You know, don't go that way.
What are you in his bedroom? Leave the man alone.
I watch you, Joe.
Joe, turn it on before you attend.
It's on. You know, it's a funny thing. Every time when I'm running late to the show, you guys goof on me, and I can't, and I'm not on mic. If I say something, Devin goes, get on mic. That's essentially like smacking me.
Yes.
And then go, and I take a swing. Joe, put in your gloves.
Yes, it is.
No, I lied. Rules.
I helped you. You know, I was going to help you, you jackass, but you know what? Go to the barrel where you deserve, stupid. We had a nice show until a foot ran amok.
Yeah, it's funny.
No, what I was helping you because she was asking for you to respond, and I said, he can't respond.
That's right.
Right,
I
but
know,
then we started
right.
abusing him, and then it was
no,
like...
No, I wasn't abusing him. I was just
I
saying
did.
Nobody gives... Yeah.
Somebody needs a hug. Holy smokes, look at you.
You're
all riled up. Holy
you
cow.
You missed the rant. You missed the rant.
We named
Big Bad Bear Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, that was very good. I saw, and you did post. I'm talking to Mike, asshole.
Joe will handle himself now.
I'm wrong. Yeah, but you know, yeah, that was good. I love that post that you had on.
Well, you missed the rant. All right. So anyway, so go on.
Okay. So we went to. So my friends were planning an outing, and I didn't realize it was. We're talking about the same Sunday. So we all met up in the city with Mr. Helix. And we went to this restaurant called Jekyll and Hyde in New York City. Have you heard of it?
No, it just sounds like they're going to come out. Can I help you? What would you like to order? All the food tastes like shit.
You know what? It's not too far. They have actors as the serving people. Of course, it's in Broadway area.
It's New York. Every place has actors as serving people.
I know.
What
I'm
are you,
sorry.
New?
I am the queen of redundancy. And
did you just fall off the Greyhound bus? Holy cow.
Yes, I did. And you're going to be my daddy?
Yep.
So anyway, we go to this restaurant, mm-hmm. and so they have all kinds of like animatronic creatures.
Really?
Everything that hangs on the walls talks. But the coolest thing, the thing that, like, flipped me out was that, you know, my friends were there a little bit earlier, and mm-hmm. they ate waiting for me, and I met another Wynwood friend.
Oh, good. Cool.
And from Australia.
Really?
And so we met up with them, and so they had seen some of the things that happened before we got there, because they all, like,
right.
It all happened circularly. And I guess we were, parked there for too long, mm-hmm. because things started going again. They're like, oh, no, that's talking again. So there was a thing. There's like a circular group of benches, and then there's a big statue of Zeus.
Really?
Like a bronze that goes around in a circle. And I was looking at it, but kind of ignoring it because it wasn't doing much of anything except going in a circle.
Right.
But then when, you know, as one of the things that starts, my friends start going, oh, Zeus is talking again. And so they were kind of ignoring him because they'd been through it.
It sounds like it gets like from interesting and kind of cool to aggravating. Like
maybe
a parrot, like a parrot, like you see, oh, it's cool. You got a parrot. All right, shut up.
I think it probably does. No. I don't know how these people don't go mental working in this place because it's the same stuff going on a cycle. You know, it's like if you listen to one tape of Muzak all day, it's like, oh God, it's starting again.
You probably get used to it.
Yeah,
and you just probably don't notice it anymore. You know what sound is like really it's like such a high pitched sound that I guess you get used to. Yeah, when you go to like Atlantic City or mm-hmm. Vegas or something like that, when you go into a casino,
ding 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 ding, bang bang bang, like, bang bang,
and it just and like when I work up at Mohegan Sun, you get out of the showroom and you go into the casino, and it's just like this high pitch.
Yes.
Of all the machines, and it's
brutal.
Like it's like maddening.
It's an assault on the senses.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have this conference that I have to go to like once or twice mm-hmm. a year, and of all the places they picked Atlantic City where we have to meet.
Right.
And so you have to stay in the place, you have to walk through the place to get to your you know, your where your groups are meeting and having classes and stuff. Deadly.
Yeah.
Just deadly.
Are you a gambler?
No, I don't. No. I mean, they used to have a place in this one casino that was called Penny Heaven. Mm-hmm. That was my speed.
I'd make fun. You know, it's funny. I go to the penny slots.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never forget when Opie and Anthony were doing their road show up at Mohegan Sun.
Right.
I go up to Ant hit 50 G's in the casino the night before. I before the show, I hit $7 in the penny slots. I'm walking around like Sinatra.
I know. I thought I was a big deal. I won once $45 on a roulette, and I thought, oh my God, you know, the sky's raining money.
Yeah, I was so happy because I paid for my parking.
Yeah.
It's $7.
It's the little things. it's the little things. So anyway, so they're getting bored a little bit because they've already heard this one. I'm like, oh, Zeus is talking again. And so I haven't seen it, so I got up. They encourage you to get up out of your booth and walk around and go see the thing that's talking next.
Right.
So I got up to look at it.
Isn't that what we usually say about her when we get let her tell us?
Yes, go walk around.
Walk around. Listen to the thing that's talking next. It's a good time to take a piss.
Teresa says hi from the chat.
Hello, Teresa. Really, we're doing shout-outs now.
Hi, Teresa.
Said hi, Davin. I mean, Joe is chopped liver,
apparently.
Well,
she doesn't know Joe.
I know. I'm teasing.
But Joe wasn't here at the beginning of the show.
No. Right, is she new to the chat room?
Yes.
She's new to the chat room.
Hi, Teresa. Yeah. How you doing? Joe Curry. How are you doing?
So,
Joe Curry.
So all of a sudden, this is the...
It's official.
That's official. I'll wake him up. Anyway.
Right, this is we got to let it get through this story.
Anyway, yes, okay.
This is the thing that blew my mind.
Right.
I know that they're supposed to freak you out in this place, but all of a sudden, Zeus starts saying, you, the one who got up to see what I'm talking about. And I look around, and then nobody else got up to look what he's talking about, and I look at it, like, whoever's talking for this thing is looking at me.
Really?
From a camera someplace. So it asked me a question. I don't even remember what, because my mind was blown at this point. And I gave it a thumbs up, and he goes, oh, thumbs up, huh? And I'm like, ah!
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of, I
what
know.
What are you, six?
Well, wait.
Well, the thing's looking at you now. And
the thing is looking
doing.
At me and talking directly to me.
Anybody would be that way. If it was looking at you going, what are you up to, stupid? You know, you'd be like, hey, I better
this
be
was
cool.
The grown-up.
I wouldn't scream.
No,
I'd scare you. She got scared.
I didn't scream. I screamed in my head. But this was the grown-up.
Oh, I do that all the time.
This is the grown-up mind.
You have
mind.
A lot to scream about.
Yes.
Yes. And in different voices in
yes.
your head.
Yes. Oh, yes. Anyway.
And this is in the grown-up version of peekaboo, the excitement. It was like, peekaboo, I'm talking to you, the one with the thumbs up. I'm like, ah. So
you're easily entertained.
I am. Then it starts talking about.
Stabbing, shaking his head.
It starts disgusting. Talking about stuff that my group was talking about in the booth.
Really?
While we were eating.
Oh, it's eavesdropping.
Yes.
It's your server.
It could wasn't be. Because they weren't there while we were talking about that stuff.
They're everywhere.
Apparently.
I'd be pissed. I don't want Zeus eavesdropping on my conversation.
he's a god, stupid. He hears it all.
Yeah, but
who are you to doubt Zeus?
I have to repeat it back.
He's letting you know he's listening.
Oh, so you're going to go drink your balls over that joint down the street later, huh?
Joe, Zeus is better than Christian or Jewish God. You talk all the time to Jewish Christian God, he never responds. Here's Greek God Zeus, he said, hey, I heard you.
And that's true. I mean, you go to church, you pray to Jesus, and he doesn't say anything back.
He has never answered.
Yeah,
he
so you
answered.
Know what? You go, thank you, Greek God Zeus.
I know.
You know and, now, Jesus might go, well, I show myself in different ways, but I want instant gratification from you.
Right.
You know, somebody said to me on Facebook that I was comparing myself to God, and I said, no. I said, I don't do bad things to good people.
When were you who compared you?
Oh, a right-wing guy, a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
We were having a political thing, and then I'm like, I have to write dick jokes. I can't.
I don't have time for this.
All right. Is that the end?
Yeah.
Joe, anything with you? Or can we
yes.
All right.
No.
yes. No.
No. I had a fun Saturday night.
What happened?
I work with Gilbert Gottfried.
No.
Yes.
The Aflac duck.
Yes. No. I work with Gilbert Gottfried.
Did you get my text? I said, make him like you. So he comes up.
He doesn't say much.
Well, that's why he likes you.
So.
Yes, he does. He's a very quiet guy. Yes, you know, I had to work up the balls to get a picture with him. You know,
really, really.
Yeah, you know, but he's a nice enough guy and stuff like that. And it was just, you know, is because I really don't get nervous. I work with a lot of guys, you know.
Right.
And it's funny because John Trusen, the manager of the club, goes, he goes, it's cute to see you, you know, nervous like that. And he goes, you realize that, like, Adam Ferrara has a bigger career than Gilbert Gottfried.
I don't think
right
that's
now.
True.
I don't know.
No, Gilbert's voice is in a lot of things.
I know. But if you look at that, if you look at that. That fact, I mean, even if it was the case, okay, I was Adam's boss.
Right.
You know, I used to yell at him for taking too long in the deli. You know, so it's not
a totally different relationship.
If Kevin James walks in a room, I know Kevin. So look at me name dropping. But you know,
yeah,
if,
seriously, you want to pick a couple of them up?
Yeah,
you're making a mess.
But and it's what we discussed a couple of weeks ago, where it's how you look at celebrity.
Yeah,
well, I look at some people, but you know, I was a very nervous, and I never nervous. I was just very, very
well,
nervous.
That's good.
But it was a it was a really fun night. He was a really good dude.
I'm sure right now he's on an internet radio show talking about working with you.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
But that's
what
cool.
A fabulous time.
It's always cool when you get to work with people you like.
Yeah.
Was he funny?
Yes. Oh Jesus.
Is it all like jokes though?
It is and it's not. See, what Gilbert does is he works like he's a shock comic. Gilbert's like a shock comic. Now, what he'll do is he'll take something shocking where a shock comic will say it and then move on.
Right.
Gilbert will stay there and make sure you really understand.
Yeah, I like that.
Beating it in.
I love it. I love it. It was really good. And I've always, you know, and it was just great to work with the man live, man. It was really fun, you know.
Good.
I'm pretty impressed, Joe. I mean, I went to see him years and years ago, but he was fantastic. It was a late night New Year's Eve show.
Yeah.
And it was terrific.
Right.
That's all I had to say about it. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Is he name dropping you and saying what a lovely shirt color you're wearing?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
How would he know what color shirt he's wearing?
He's not blind.
He's not here. What are you talking?
I'm kidding.
Shouldn't you be taking a walkabout right about now?
I think you're working on PR department.
I'm going walkabout. Crikey.
Don't start with me, Joe.
Right.
We're trying to do many positive things.
Yes.
All right. One of the things that we are doing the contest for the curmudgeonly philosophy. Let's play that.
Yes.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
And friends. All right, again, I'm going to just read these now. Again, you can enter your own philosophy. These are from some of the fans. You go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. You enter your own philosophy. All will be read on the air. First show in November. We will determine the winner. Grand prize is a $25 gift card. I hope it's not from Visa, but I'll see where I can get it. But yes, that's the grand prize. We will dig into our goodie bag, and the other prizes will be CDs from some of Joe's bands, if you want that. My comedy CD or DVD.
If
t-shirts.
You want that.
No, whatever you want.
I know.
Give them the choice.
If
no, if they want Rotgut, Race Odyssey, whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yes. Race Odyssey, I do have to warn you, you know, good stuff. You might not be able to get it out of the CD player.
And I was busting John's chops about that in rehearsal this weekend.
And as I promised / threatened before, I'll dig something out of my basement and send it along.
That's right. Yes.
All right, so here are the contestants. Here are theirs. We're not going to discuss it. We're just going to read them now. And then we will do Pips. Martina writes, smoking is better than sex. Smoking doesn't give you a second round. One cigar, one round, finish. Tammy, who can't compete, our sales girl.
Right.
But I did like this one. The days you most need to sleep in, someone will inevitably wake you up earlier than usual, screaming in your face.
That sounds like something I would write.
Well, that sounds a good one.
That sounds like when I'm getting ready to go do morning radio somewhere, and it's 1:30 in the morning, and I've got to get up in an hour.
Well, we don't all live with your wife.
Yeah.
Jill B. writes, always leave the bar before the lights come back on.
I like that.
Trucker Tom writes, bad sex is good. Great sex is better, but the best sex is finishing before the husband gets home. That's very Pip Helix-esque, the way he wrote that. Trucker Tom, I guess, I said you guys can enter as much as you want. Trucker Tom writes again, you know you're miserable when the thing that cheers you up is imagining someone else's death.
That sounds like Joe's curmudgeonly. Yeah.
Hey, write your own stuff.
And the final one, again from Trucker Tom. The surest sign that intelligent life exists elsewhere in the universe is that it has never tried to contact us.
Nice.
So those are this week's contestants. Again, I hope you guys participate and compete. Costs you nothing. You can enter as much as you want. You got a month to do it. Have fun with it. Let's get to this week's Pip Helix Curmudgeonly Philosophy.
Okay. We're not going to have to play the music again. We heard it once.
Thanks for producing the show.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. I
just work here.
Joe's like, thank God I'm not getting that reprimand.
I just work here.
Barely. Joe, show that blue shirt. Take off your gray sweatshirt.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, ladies.
Ooh. Look at the gray sweatshirt. Matches your pubes. We move on.
Oh! Visual coming in. Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Give us the philosophy.
Okay. Refusing to write a will is not the magic key to immortality.
I get that, because a lot of people pull it off, yep. And they, I don't think I've written a will yet.
Neither have I.
Yeah, but you got no, but the cats are going to bitch, really.
I'm a lot closer to death.
Really?
I'm a lot closer to death
somebody
than
wants my. Somebody wants my Nelson cassette, mister.
That's right.
Exactly. I was going to leave it to you, but now, not so much. Yeah. You're out of the will, no Nelson cassette for you.
Wait a minute.
After the rain? No. After I die, nothing for you.
What do you think it's going to go for at the estate sale?
Nickel, dime, quarter.
Probably sell it.
What?
Probably sell
it. Somebody buy it.
Somebody who's in love with that down to the middle of your back blonde bleach blonde hair.
Weren't they handsome, those two?
They were pretty.
They were pretty.
Oh, they were gorgeous.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, no, I like that one. I like that one. It is kind of like, because it's a very ugly thing to have to deal with.
It is, and it's like this magical thing that comes over people like, I won't deal with it.
Yeah, but really, I mean, you don't have kids, so it's a little different.
Well, yeah, it is a little different.
I mean, it's
different.
Just basically your husband and your brother at this point.
Yes.
And they can fight it out.
It can...
No, actually, no. It wouldn't have to be. Everything would naturally revert to my husband.
Which you're fine with.
Yeah, I'd be fine.
And as far as Joe's concerned, I mean, his wife's going to get half of anything anyway.
Sooner or later.
It's really just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time, yeah. If I'm around when she gets it or I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no rush.
It's a matter of time and evidence.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting in a case of a will, like when there's a light, like in my wife's case, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law died about 2 years ago. My mother-in-law unfortunately passed in February. Mm-hmm. So, and years I've been hearing them, the sisters carry on, well, mommy and daddy dies, and when mommy and daddy dies, blah, 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 blah. I get that. I told my wife, I go, I don't want any part of this. And I go, I tell you now, you better make sure that your parents have this will, you know, all solidified, ready to go and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, it's going to be murder. So when my mother-in-law...
that was probably the cause of death.
No. but apparently they had a lawyer that lost the will in a fire. And
what?
I'm like...
Well, they're only made in paper, Joe.
I know, but what kind of lawyer do you have?
Well, why? Why is that so unheard of?
But then that's the only copy?
Yeah, and so they had to wait to get a copy of the will and this, that, and the other thing. And I mean,
people die in fires. Why can't you lose a piece of paper? Settle down.
But it's a lawyer. You trust a lawyer to hold on
to
something.
Do you? Do you really
like
trust a lawyer?
It would be.
I have an African lawyer that wants to talk to you.
It would be a problem if they hadn't filed it at the county.
You would like to think that there's a lockbox or something.
You'd hope.
Yeah.
Fireproof.
Yeah, so the funny thing is that I always made the contention that I don't want to be the brother-in-law that is, like, trying to get in on any of this.
Right,
and I
right.
still, even though my wife and I are going through some issues right now, I still am the guy that I don't want any part. If you need help, I don't want any part
Joe
of it.
Joe is loved by everybody in his family but his wife.
Yes.
It's a great spot to be in. Because, you know, here's what's great about that spot. Everybody thinks the problem's with his wife. Because everybody sees that Joe's a great guy.
Nice.
That's the point. My dad used to do that.
Nice maneuver.
My dad, yeah. Oh, with everybody in the family, he's a great guy. Meanwhile, he's yelling at me and my mom left and right, and we're like, nobody sees this.
Right, right.
So it's a very smart ploy.
That was the thing that happened in my house, because my mom was crazy. She certifiable. She had the certificate on the wall.
I could see that.
She would pull it together when people would come over on the rare occasions that we would open the door and let people into our crazy house. But people would come over, and she would pull it together, and they go, I don't know what you're talking about. Your mom's a little eccentric and stuff, but she doesn't seem crazy. And I'm like, God damn it! Yeah. Because you know what?
She's wearing her underwear on the outside.
Yeah.
Outside!
On her head.
Yeah.
You know what? And it's like, you pretend to leave and sneak back in and see what she really acts
That's
like.
Hide behind a bush. Hide behind
yes.
a bush.
No, I want you to stay in the closet, give it about an hour, and then the shenanigans will begin.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And I hate that.
But the funny thing with the will is like, and one of my sister-in-law's made a comment that, oh, Joe's not going to get the money, and blah, blah. And I'm like, get the money, because they haven't got the will. I had to lend them money. So
So
the thing about it is that I'm the bad guy. You owe me money.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Listen, Joe is a bad person for a lot of reasons.
Agreed.
Taking other people's money is not one of them.
No.
He's not that type of guy.
No.
And when my mom died, and ironically, about a month and a half before my mom died, We had to find some paperwork I needed for college. And my mom goes, oh, by the way, this is my will. First thing you do is call work the next day. I'm not coming in. And
you just want to be polite.
Yeah, you know, and stuff like that. So
she's taking her sick days.
Well, she's a good worker.
What scared me was, well, when my mom passed away, I had to handle everything. I had no help at all, right? So I had to find the will because on the will, when my mom was alive, that 2 months before she died, she had her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend listed as the executor of the will. This guy hated me. The only hatred that was more than he hated me is the hatred that I had for him. So I'm like, this guy.
It's always a competition with you.
I know. And I'm like, this guy will stop at nothing to get me on the street. And what happened was I couldn't find the will for 2 days. And I'm ripping my mother's. I go, I know it was here. It's here. I don't know if the executor, I don't know anything.
But she pointed it out to you.
Yeah, and she pointed it out. And she pointed it out to me that he was still the executor of the will. So I'm like, holy smokes, whatever. So finally, the damn thing slipped under other paperwork. And I finally found it. And it listed me as the executor. She changed it.
Oh, thank God.
She changed it.
From the great beyond.
From the great beyond. I don't know who was beyond or when she was around. I don't know, but it, you know. So it was a little bit nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of death.
Yes. Speaking my of favorite.
Where will you be this weekend? Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I said a word.
I apologize for saying
said a
mean
word.
Thing.
You could say whatever you want.
Save
remember
it for the obituaries.
Exactly. That's coming up next.
Where will you be this weekend? Maybe I'm opening for you and my act is death. See, I threw myself under the bus.
Oh, you know, that was so quick. Yeah. Okay.
Right, I'll move on.
All right.
I think Joe's done. He realizes the error of his ways. I like that. That's how you train a beast. When you can just look at them, they know bad. That's what I do with the cat. When I want her down, I just give her a look. She knows. Same with Joe.
Why do you think I've been cowering for the last hour?
I'm an abusive man. All right. So speaking of abusive, brings us to our next story.
Yes.
There's this mother who is a very terrible mother, who was abusive to her kids.
Mm-hmm.
By all accounts, just a lousy human being. She passed away, and her daughter wrote a eulogy, which went viral. I will read the eulogy. And then
this
we will
the
discuss.
Best.
Mary Ann Teresa Johnson Reddick, born January 4th, 1935, and died alone on September 30th, 2013.
Died alone.
She is survived by six of eight children whom she spent her lifetime torturing in every way possible.
Do you believe this?
While she neglected and abused her small children, she refused to allow anyone else to care or show compassion towards them. When they became adults, she stalked and tortured anyone they dared love. Everyone she met, adult or child, was tortured by her cruelty and exposure to violence, criminal activity, vulgarity, and hatred of the gentle or kind human being. Has she seen our press release?
I was just thinking that. She spent time around my house?
Yeah, I know, really.
On behalf of her children, whom she so abrasively exposed to her evil and violent life, we celebrate her passing from this earth.
If I knew you would die and I'd have baked a cake.
And hope she lives in the afterlife, reliving each gesture of violence, cruelty, and shame that she delivered on her children. Her surviving children will now live the rest of their lives with peace of knowing their nightmare finally has come to a form of closure. Most of us have found peace in helping those who have been exposed to child abuse and hope this message of her final passing can revive our message that abusing children is unforgivable, shameless, and should not be tolerated in humane society. Our greatest wish now is to stimulate a national movement that mandates a purposeful and dedicated war against child abuse in the United States of America. All right, so, well.
Awesome.
So they wrote this obituary to bring the child abuse to light. Does this do that?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, it does.
I think it's completely overshadowed by the hilarity of this obituary.
I think
that's what I walk away with.
Okay.
This is a talented writer. Why can't she write for this show?
I know. Did we get her number?
We might.
Is there contact?
I mean, I get what she's doing. I get why she's doing it.
Yes. I know. I mean, it totally gets across why she's doing it. It's hilarious. That's why it went viral.
Child abuse always is.
Yes. And getting the upper hand on somebody while they're dead in the casket can't hurt that either.
You know.
That's what you're waiting for with me.
I get some belly laughs out of child abuse. Oh, no. The thing
who doesn't?
The thing that's great about this is that it is so unexpected to read an obituary like this. That's why it's become so popular, because I'm sure that people have had these, you know, revenge fantasies that they would like to write something like this. Nobody's the balls to really do it.
But see, you bring that up. I don't think I would have done it. Would you guys have? I don't think I would have written it.
Oh, yeah.
You would have written it?
Absolutely.
Your mom was not your favorite. You didn't write that for her.
Yeah, but she wasn't abusive.
I think I went to your mom's wake.
Did you?
I think I did. I think we knew each other. I think I went.
I'm trying to remember.
I think I did. I think you were wearing a flower dress. Anyway, go on.
Wow.
Would you have done that?
Yeah. If I was in an abusive arrangement like that, mm-hmm. where it was just horrible and you were with your brother and you discussed it.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't forget, there's six siblings that out of the eight, there's six still alive.
Yeah.
So they might have discussed it and said, I'd like to. One of them might have said, boy, I'd love to write a horrible thing about mom. And the others probably said, you know what, that would be great. And it's like, why don't we do it?
Yeah, but yours would never get published, Joe. The editor doesn't have that type of time. Correct that spelling and run on sense. You know what? She slapped this boy around. He can't speak anymore.
And let me tell you something. Obituaries are expensive. When my mom passed away, they wanted $200 for one day. And I told him, I go, can I throw my dirt bike in there too with a number to call? I go, you gotta be kidding me. So
your dead mom. Joe, pony up.
I didn't put an obituary in
there. So you're saying there's even a level of commitment here. So they're willing to spend some money for it.
Yeah, because an obituary, well, and this is 20 years ago. It was like 21 years ago. It was $200.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
I don't think the paper should have published this.
What?
I mean, well, now that I realize they're expensive, like, well, we got the money. You know, our ad revenue's down. I get that. I didn't know how expensive it was until Joe just brought it up. But I don't know. I mean, it's the dead. Yeah.
You know what? A scumbag is a scumbag, alive or dead. Are you revolted because it's their mom?
Like, no, you think I just think when somebody's dead, all right, you know what? Let it go. To a degree. You can't let it go emotionally, but and you can certainly act as an activist and tell your story to people. You know, give speeches and everything. Right. I don't know if
it's therapeutic.
I don't think it was therapeutic, Joe, at this point.
I think, from the way it sounds here, I think it was therapeutic for the family.
Sure.
And it pointed to child abuse. And at the paper, I would put the paper. Plus, it's $200. You need the money.
Well, that's what I said. I didn't realize. So.
I understand, yes.
But it also, it does bring to light the issue of child abuse. And it points out, listen, if you think that not that anybody thinks seriously. Anybody thinks that child abuse is funny or anything. But the thing is, there's so much more going on than people even realize. And look at how this many years later, it's still affecting these people. It's forever.
Right.
It's your whole life.
Now, what they could have done is, like, if somebody dies of cancer, somebody dies of heart disease, what they'll do, in lieu of flowers,
yes,
please send a charitable donation to the Society Against Cruelty to Children or something like that.
Right.
They could have done that.
A good point. Instead of spending the $200 on this obituary, why not just donate to charity? Why waste the breath?
Because they might be able to get more people. Well, if you're going to do that, they would have gotten more people to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they could have put that in there. And please send all donate if you're against child abuse. And not everybody is if you go to a comedy club. but if you go to a child, you could put that in. I think it was therapeutic possibly for them. I don't know. It's a little
self. Sounds like it.
It's a little self-serving.
You know, it's self. Yeah. Well, you know what? If it's self-serving, in that instance, in your life, it's something. Yeah, it's self-serving. But sometimes in that instance, you need something self-serving.
I guess
to handle your grief, to handle everything that you've been put against. This might be a way of getting self-serving.
I'd like to think it's not the move I would make. You guys say you would have.
Yeah, I mean, in that instance, I would love to be able to write the obituary soon. For my friend's ex-husband.
Well, you don't have that opportunity.
Oh, darn.
But the opportunity you do have is we have all written obituaries for each other.
Yes, we have.
I am sure they'll be very sweet. I'm sure they'll be very loving and caring, much like this one. Pip Helix, what did you write about Joe and myself?
Okay. I'm going to do Joe's first.
It's up to you. So
you're going to say I'm going to die before him?
Probably, yes. Look at you. We'll bury you in the pretty blue shirt. Right. We'll put a little blue carnation.
You want to know something, though? I want to be in sweats.
Because, so you're comfy?
Because why would you want... but that's the thing. What? Because I never understood. You want to be comfy. They set the thing up in a bed. Why do you want to go in a suit? It's like when you come home drunk from a wedding and you fall asleep. Who the hell
else? Well, it's not crumpled up, Joe.
But it's no. But
well,
it's
they
like,
want you to look your best.
Judgment Day. It's like going to traffic court. You put a sports jacket on. You bullshit the guy.
That's
you
know? A good point. Yeah, maybe that's the reason. You're about to have your judgment. You can't go with a dirty t-shirt and sweats, Joe.
I guess.
You're dead.
But maybe could they put a change of clothes
here's
in there?
Here's another reason. Here's
throw a couple of sweats in there.
It's not a vacation, Joe. It's not a carry-on bag. Yeah. Here's another reason why you can't wear sweats, although I initially liked it. Things get stiff. It'd be very embarrassing if the wrong thing got stiff for you as a man on a sweatband.
Oh,
some people,
rigor morph. Whoa!
But some people get crazy. When my father-in-law passed away, God rest his soul, my sister-in-law is a freaking out. Does daddy have his watch? Why do you need a watch? Hey, what time is it? It's quarter to eternity. Why do you need a watch? You're going to be there forever.
Well, you just ask for a change of clothes. What's so that you can change in case the ferryman dips you in the water?
No, because when I get done being judged by God, no matter where I'm going to change out of that stuff and get into comfy clothes.
May I recommend you wear shorts and a t-shirt for where you're going?
Keep a spare pair for you because you think you're not going there. You're out of your mind.
I'm going to wear something flame retardant. I don't want it to singe.
And I'll probably go for it. I'll be down there. Oh, hell of a place. Really? Really? Really?
And Satan goes, you know what? Step in the lava, stupid.
Really? We're doing a mic right now. You join the mic. Oh, what number am I? 8,000,000,037. And Evan is hosting it. So get ready.
Joe Curry, I am glad you will hear it in Satan and hell. Joe Curry, you will headline. Rosenblatt, you will not work this part of hell.
You will not work hell. I do not want you working by the river stick.
We both know that you give hell a bad name.
Oh, God.
Inside comedy.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
All right, Pip Helix. Pip Helix, Joe Curry's obituary, please.
Okay. Hooray! Joe Curry is dead!
I like it so far.
Did Joanne write that?
Although he was known to have died on stage numerous times, he actually just really and truly died yesterday in his sleep from a tragic canned goods avalanche. Joe was known to one and all as an angry man. He was prone to occasional bouts of happiness when face down on the rug.
Occasional bouts of happiness. That's fucking funny.
Like Haley's comments.
That's so true. Yeah, just a guy get bouts of happiness.
You were happy when you worked with Gilbert.
Yes, that was.
And then on Sunday, you were no longer happy.
No, that was a band rehearsal. Rehearsal makes me happy. But anyway.
When face down on the rug in the basement of his pal Anthony's house at 3 a.m. with his pants around his ankles and a strange smile on the face of the nearby booker he just worked for.
Why am I being mentioned in this? I do not understand. I am finally at the compound. My cats are playing with Anthony's cats. Why is he asking me to take a bath in the hot tub? I do not understand. I am not that
dirty. It would be very good for my arm, though. It would be very good for the arm.
I do not have an arm. I have flippers. Anyway. Go on with the eulogy, Pip Helix.
Okay. When not working on his radio show, his stand-up comedy, his day job, his band, his playwriting, his poetry, anger management therapy, and mowing the lawn, Joe kept busy yelling at people on the phone, in his car, and at random intervals in public places.
Sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah, really. You won't bullshit in any of this.
His rickety chair out on the front lawn, where Joe spent many happy hours cursing at passersby and holding up obscene signs on Sunday mornings, will be a memorial to the entire neighborhood that cranky bastard has finally died.
Aren't you supposed to embellish on these?
It's hard to embellish. That's reality.
A memorial bonfire of all of Joe's belongings will be held tomorrow on his front lawn by his grieving widow and his friend.
We got it.
Yeah.
Everyone who ever wanted to smack him in the head with a can of cream corn is encouraged to attend. That means you, Davin.
I'll be there.
You did embellish a little bit when you said grieving widow.
You're right.
Hold on a second. I got to read Davin's now.
That was pretty
very
good.
Very accurate.
Geez, that's what Helix is coming with for you. Imagine what's going to be for me. Imagine what you're going to sling it. Oh, boy.
Well, it ain't race time yet, so I guess you'll get it.
Davin Rosenblatt. Dead, dead, dead. I had to say it three times because I just never really get tired of hearing it. Struck down by a mysterious truck in front of his home, his final words, really stupid.
Hey, Tom, get out of my house.
were barely spoken before he took his final breath, his body crushed like his parents' dreams when he dropped out of law school. Mm. Davin is survived by his overjoyed wife, his daughter, and several dozen African men named Agnes, Belinda, or Flory.
I wonder what they're going to get in the will. Maybe they'll get the Nelson cassette you're not getting, Joe.
At the Moo Goo's R Us Internet Cafe.
Moo Goo's R Us.
Sounds like Chinese food.
In life, Davin was known for his smart mouth and his ability to debate well past the point of anyone listening. But few knew of his secret yearning to march around the neighborhood in his underwear, soliciting illicit favors from the town's elderly. The public... The public should know that even though Mr. Rosenblatt lived his public life as a normal suburban family man, in his cold, dark heart, he was truly the thing that cannot be mentioned in polite society, a comedian.
Thank you.
It was just a miracle that he died before his audience did, of boredom. Unfortunately, or fortunately...
But this is an obituary. He's going to be reincarnated by the time this is done.
It's fine.
Almost done. Unfortunately or fortunately, depending on to whom you're speaking, Davin was mistakenly cremated. His ashes then mixed with egg and breadcrumbs, chicken was rolled in it, cooked, and then fed to Joe Curry.
Probably tastier than most of the stuff I had during that.
He lapped me up with a Fig Newton in his hand and a finger brownish?
Boy, the boss is good.
Eat me! All right, I will!
Many times he told me to, finally. All right, good to live, though.
So it was fed to Joe Curry, who apparently lost a really big bet when Davin died before Pip. Therefore, anyone wishing to pay their respects are welcome tomorrow morning to the rows of folding chairs set up just outside the Curry family outhouse.
Nice.
Very okay. good. Very good.
All right, Joe.
Let's see.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Let's see. I'll do Davin's first.
Really?
I'll do Pip's first.
No, whichever one you feel is stronger should go last. I just naturally figured there'll be more hostility aimed towards me.
All right. We'll do yours first then.
Mine?
Yes.
Oh, right. I'm dying twice.
All right. Davin.
Like I got two shots.
Davin Stupid Rosenblatt.
My nickname.
Yes. After finally listening to everybody's suggestion, and after so many times on stage, Davin Rosenblatt has finally died for the last time.
He leaves Seems to be a theme between the two of them.
Yes. He leaves behind a wife, a daughter, two cats, some fish, and a scamming mistress.
Everybody remembers my scammers.
Yes.
I fell.
Plus two co-hosts that are looking for a lead mic.
Yeah, good luck.
Friends and family will be sitting shiver in Davin's Den studio, and we do mean shiver as it is all freaking cold down there. Your nuts will retract into your body like landing gear after 5 minutes.
That's not what my problem is.
He was a comic, traveled the world, was on Comedy Central, and was an in-demand radio host, ran an entertainment company, blah, 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 blah. Who gives a shit? He's gone. Please note his service will be Wednesday unless a compound show can be scheduled.
That's nice.
That's funny.
People have assembled that want to speak highly of him. Please note this service will start at 10 a.m. and run till 10:02.
And if you're Pip Helix, 10:02.
10:02. All will then be invited to pass his merch table one more time.
Thank you. You will this not, is nicer than I could have imagined.
Yes, you will not be required to buy anything as nobody did when he was alive.
Oh.
Ouch.
Ouch. Pink oh, God.
Gas. All right, now for the Helix.
Pip Helix.
Battening down my mental hatches. Go ahead.
Pip Helix has passed on to another world today, one we hope is less cluttered.
Funny.
She expired after being tackled by a love-struck Mexican on a garbage heap at a maroon show.
Love-struck Mexican.
Mrs. Helix was survived by her husband, Mr. Helix, and a bunch of cats in various stages of dismemberment.
Nice.
She is also survived by two co-hosts, one that now has no access to cigarettes, and the other one and the other one who has to now to trust a moron to run the chat room. Her services will be on a Thursday, with a sermon delivered in the chat by Trucker Tom. Out of respect of her stories, the sermon will be long and rambling. Joe Curry and Johnny Race will then perform three half-assed versions of Steve Winwood songs.
In their defense, that's as good as they can do.
Right.
Thank you, that's touching.
Right. In lieu of flowers, please bring a piece of debris to place in the hearse with the casket, as she wanted to ride in death as she rode in life.
That's very awesome.
Very nice.
We'll miss you, sweetie.
Thank you.
All right, Pip, you're up next.
Oh, again. God.
Good stuff, guys. Oh. All right. As a tribute to Pip Helix, this obituary will be long, ponderous, and not entertaining. Like every story she ever told on the radio.
Themes with the ball.
Yeah. Here's the themes that we always survive on. Oh.
Pip Helix passed away. She was found buried under a pile of Steve Winwood A-tracks.
A-tracks. Nice.
We are not sure when she passed, as it appears her cats were feeding on her for quite some time.
That's a little too true.
They get scared. There's a lot of, yeah.
Unfortunately, there will be no pallbearers at her funeral, as she was the gay maker, and quite frankly, six gay men could not lift her butt-fissured carcass. Instead, she will be dragged to the curb. We find this fitting because Pip always loved to do her furniture shopping at the curb.
Oh my God, you guys know me too well.
She leaves behind Mr. Helix. Unfortunately, Mr. Helix will not be at this funeral, as he has a big Ramones gig coming up.
Oh, God. That's a little too true.
We realize that this is a big loss to the Mexican community. As they love Pip. They looked at her as in the best case scenario, a quick way to get a green card, or in the worst case scenario, they would hide in her hoard undetected.
That's true.
Pip left her mark in the radio world. By mark, we mean the indentation on the pillow that she always sat on by the radio. And by the radio, we mean Davin's basement. Pip Helix's loss has not gone unnoticed. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, had this to say. Before Pip Helix was on my platform, I loved cats. Due to her relentless and incessant posting of cat pictures, I've donated $20 million to ship every stray American cat to the kitchens of China.
Oh,
screw you, Helix. Screw you. With your cat postings, you have managed to piss off more people than I ever could with my unending and pointless changes to Facebook.
Oh, man.
In conclusion, which is a phrase Pip Helix never uttered while boring her audience. Her tombstone will have what we imagine were her final words. Blah, 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 blah. Ramones. Blah, blah, blah. Stumpy cat. Blah, blah, blah.
Those are really good.
What I like of the thing with Zuckerberg is, and my pointless changes on Facebook. What the hell? Why? Why? Why?
I speak for the people.
Screw you, Helix. Screw you.
This is going to be heart-wrenching. Everybody get their tissues out.
My pal Joe.
He's going to lay it down.
Joe Curry was found murdered in his home. He was found in his bed. His head was caved in with a can of peaches. Though it is inarguable that many people wanted Joe dead, the chief suspect is the woman whose leg Joe came on.
Oh,
Long Island is murdering this loss as comedians all across the island will now be unable to take the stage as for their whole careers, which were considerably shorter than Joe's, they were introduced by Joe Curry. He was known as the most experienced MC in the business. Joe compared punchlines to a woman's clit, something he had heard about, yet something he could never find and utilize properly for other people's enjoyment.
Very good. That's genius. That's brilliant. Oh, that's funny.
As you have noticed, as a tribute to Joe, this obituary was written in Joe's preferred writing style. Out of place capitalization, poor spelling, tedious punctuation errors, and a new paragraph for each sentence. Joe's lack of coordination and poor command of basic English was an inspiration to every Special Olympian. For to know Joe was to feel better about yourself. His best friend Anthony Cumia was going to be here, but instead is drinking wine and playing with toy helicopters. Joey composed the music for his own funeral dirge, but the funeral parlor decided to go with a more talented musician and keyboardist.
who was the funeral director? Michael McClinton?
Yes, yes, yes.
This was known
coming.
As...
Hold it. Don't get jump forward.
This was known as Joe's final firing. Joe did record a message for his friends. As you know, we played it but could not hear Joe stammer through it as once again, he forgot to turn on the microphone. It was hard to find a final resting place for Joe, as it was feared his bones were turned to soil barren.
Why can't you do this on stage?
I won't. I can't. There's a microphone. It's good enough.
I got you. All right.
If you ever have a roast, you know you want me going.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
It was finally decided Joe should rest for all of eternity in the place where he spent most of his life, firmly entrenched in the barrel. Joe was nothing if not honest. He would not want us to lie on this day. We will honor Joe and not lie. We will not call him a great man. Instead, we will remember Joe for what he was, a slightly below average lummox who is loved by those who did not know him and irritated by those who did.
Can I make a suggestion?
I'm almost done, but sure.
Oh, okay.
This obituary is like any project Joe ever worked on, average at best. And in true Joe fashion, it took 3 times longer than it would for a baboon who just suffered from head trauma on a trampoline accident. In closing, Joe Curry's dead, so I guess that means Larry DeFelice will take all of Bix's lights and backdrops.
I don't get that.
No, but it's all right.
Okay.
That and Matt Faison.
Yeah. that you may suggest now.
I think we should post all the obits on our website.
Oh, yes, yes.
I can do that.
They're funny.
I can post them on the website.
Yeah.
I mean, they're... Oh, God, you guys killed me.
No, then we can read your obit.
Yeah. Then you can really use it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's... Oh, wait, that means I have... No, you guys type... You guys have them on file. Email them to me.
Yeah, I'll email it. Yeah. Yeah,
Joe gives it to me like I want to type it again. Just email it to me.
Can you scan it?
No, just email it to me. You have it. Send me the attachment.
Here's your homework. Right. I hope you guys liked listening to us beat each other to pieces.
That's why I never suggest anything. It makes us work.
I enjoyed that.
God.
All right.
Very funny. It's very... a lot of personality traits in there and on all of us. And you can tell because there's a lot of recurring themes on
there. So
it was hard because you guys hit on a lot of things that
I know, but it's, you know what? We took it in a different direction. So still, you know what? You are definitely going by an avalanche of cans, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I said he was murdered.
I know.
Let me tell you something, though. I had there was a boss I used to work for who was an awful person. It really was.
Leave me out of this. You've done enough.
Not you. He trumped you. And they had this Jewish ceremony. It's just a quick ceremony. And I'm sitting there going, I hope they don't call me up.
Oh, no.
Because where do I start? Where we cut our health plan and didn't tell us. Give her raises and stuff like that. Oh, he goes, yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. We are going to come back. I am going to give my take on why I don't think scam victims should be involved in the whole anti-scammer community, what I think the dangers are for that. And then we're going to see the aftermath of my lovemaking with my beautiful African scammer girlfriend, where I was her pet, literally an animal, and she was a human being, and it was the most awkward rating we did. We're gonna come back for that aftermath. Right now,
aisle three.
We're gonna debut Brett Eidman's new song, which was released today. I think it's Party All the Time or something. I should know this. I don't. And two other tracks. Brett Eidman, friend of the show. Listen to this. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Oh, wrong one. I'm a stupid man.
Party all the time, let's celebrate. Party all the time, let's celebrate. Party all the time, let's celebrate. Party all the time, let's celebrate.
It is time for a pork duet! That is right, pork duet of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back. Up your shoes! Phew! Okay, put shoes back on, they stink! Okay, so what was I saying? Oh yes, stick around for extra, because we are here at Davin's Den for Pork Duet!
And we are back live! Right at you. Well, not really right at you. There's like, we're here and you're there. But you get the point. We could be right at you. Look behind you. There we are. See, look I know. Our hand is down our pants. What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
The number to call in if you want to chat with us live, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. During the break, you were listening to Brett Eidman. Those were three of his tracks. Go on YouTube. Google Brett Eidman. No, you don't have to Google if you're on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Brett Eidman, Eidman. I know he's got some videos up there. Very funny guy. Definitely want to check that out. And the first one was his new song, which was released today. We closed the first half of the show after we called people out and renamed Bears Poos. we closed out with our obituaries, which we enjoy. This part of the show, as you know, we like to dedicate to our scammers. If you are listening. And you are one of our many great affiliates, you can go to davincomedy.com, find the Davin's Den page, and then just go click on the chat room. If you are listening on our site, go to listen and chat live and hang out in the chat room that way. Pip Helix, the mistress of the chat, will attend to your every need.
The mistress.
As you guys know, this part of the show, we like to do some of our scammery stuff. We like to do some stuff where it's either an opinion or we shed some light on some scams, and then we do some readings with my lovely girlfriend, Belinda. So we're going to start off this one with my opinion, and you guys, everybody can weigh in on this, and why I don't think people who have been scammed should be involved in this. Joe, do you want to hear the whole version of Scam Busters or the abbreviated? We haven't played the whole version.
I want you to make the call because it's always interesting where you get fed up with it.
I don't get fed up. I don't get fed up. I enjoy it very much.
Because it depends on your mood that night of the show.
Oh, yes, it does.
The kind of mood you're in. If you're in a good mood, you'll let it roll. If you're sore as hell at something, you get maybe a measure or a half out of it or whatever. So I don't want to make the call. I love having you make the call.
All right, Joe. Play whenever it ends. Oh, wait, that's just the way it starts.
Scam Busters!
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call?
Scam Busters!
If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call?
Scam Busters!
I ain't afraid of no scams. I ain't afraid of no scams. You seen I love yous running through your head. Who you gonna call?
Scam Busters!
An African man scamming on your iPad. Oh, who you gonna call?
Scam Busters!
I ain't afraid of no scams. Who you gonna call?
Scam Busters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call
Scam Busters!
I ain't afraid of no scam. I hear it likes the singles. I ain't afraid of no scam.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Who you gonna call?
Scam Busters.
You had a dose of a freaky post, baby. You better call
Scam Busters.
Something busting makes me feel good. I ain't afraid of no scam. I ain't afraid of no scam.
Don't give him your phone, oh no. Scam Busters! He don't know you're poor, unless just want some more. I think you better call Scam Busters.
Who you gonna call?
Scam Busters.
Who you gonna call?
Scam Busters.
I think you better call
Scam Busters!
Who you gonna call?
Scam Busters!
I can't hear you. Who you gonna call?
Scam Busters!
Of course, that is our Scam Buster song on lead vocals, our own very talented Joe Curry.
Yes, and you played the whole thing. You must be in a good mood.
You know, here's what I thought of. We hadn't played in a while. Yes. I know we have a lot of new fans to the show. We get new fans. We're on new platforms all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know some of the fans are in the anti-scamming community. I thought they should appreciate some of the fine work that is done on this show. Now, it's very interesting. We say, who are you going to call? Before that was written, we really hadn't intervened on victims' behalf.
Right.
But now we do. So if you, and I've posted this to people out there, I go, if you do have a scammer that you are having a hard time getting rid of,
yes,
give us the background, tell us everything you know about them, tell us the background story, we will make phone calls. We will bust that scammer and make them disappear, and it won't be filled with curses or like what a lot of people like to do, threats, profanity. No. Each scam bust is customized for your particular scammer.
That's right, and we just perplex them with insanity.
Yes. They really are like, oh my God, because they think, oh my God, I'm busted, they know a lot about me, and this is completely insane. I mean, we are known for the one, I'm gonna get into the show, I mean more of where we had a victim, was being harassed by somebody who was posing as a sergeant in the Army,
mm-hmm.
and of course, our own Joe Curry posed as General Bulldog John J. McIvey and yelled at him and said incoherent things, but it was enough to make that scammer disappear.
Sounds like me at a compound party yelling incoherent things.
Yeah. So that your scammer can be featured in our Scam Buster segment.
Yes, and actually, we will take care of them and dispose of them. Yes.
Actually, the chat is having a really good time. They're big fans of your version of Scam Busters, Jeff.
Thank you.
And they suggest that the next one we should bust is Nina.
Haven't we?
Yes.
You give me her number. We'll call.
Yeah.
You guys, we'll call anybody.
Yeah.
We don't care. We'll call Sweden.
We have a phone.
Yeah, we have a phone. I'll buy a calling card. It should be good for about an 8-minute conversation.
There you go.
Yeah, man, we'll call anybody. I think we've busted Nina and Pooh, but enough of them.
Yes, both.
All right. So here's why. What happens is a lot of times a victim learns about these anti-scamming Facebook communities and other websites after they've been scammed.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of these sites do a lot of good.
Yes.
I'm friends with some people who I believe do a lot of good things.
Good.
You know, really help get people through these tough times. But here's the deal. Unfortunately, you really don't know what you're dealing with. Not every site is created equal. And I don't think you should be involved in this. Here's one of the I think, because when you're getting involved with this and you've recently been scammed, the wound is still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You're very emotional.
Yeah, and raw.
Raw is the word. Raw is the word. And scammers are cold and calculating. Joe always likes to point out when we're doing the stuff with my girlfriend, you know, we figure we're dealing with a team. Joe always points out, well, they have their job and we have our job.
Right.
And that's pretty much what it is. They really do not take your emotional investment into account, but you are emotionally invested, so you can't detach yourself from it.
Exactly.
You need to be cold and calculating when dealing with scammers. And that's why I feel people who have not been scammed can be. Now, I've been tied up in knots emotionally a few times, but I have not been invested like a victim has been. I have not lost money. I knew I had a wife. No matter how much I liked the person who I was talking to, I knew chances were 80% I wasn't going to Ghana.
80% was? Oh, my.
But I think we're effective at driving them crazy.
Yeah.
Because we're not emotionally invested.
And that's mm-hmm. the fun part, because we're not. And they lay it on thick, and we just come back at them with this insanity that they have to go along with because they're trying to get money out of us.
Yes.
Also, I think when you've been recently scammed and you immerse yourself in this world looking for scammers, getting involved in these chat rooms, doing all the research, while you do want to know a lot, I think it's also a case of revisiting the scene of the crime. Because you've been scammed, now you're immersing yourself. I feel like it's a rape victim hanging out in a bar where all the rapists are hanging out.
Yeah, sort of.
It's like I feel, and again, this is my opinion, that you should, if you're a victim, you should get yourself, at least for a while, as far away from this as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Do something else with your life.
What I would suggest is getting therapy.
Well, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. And I do have this debate with some of my friends who counsel people and everything. And I've never been counseled by any of them. I don't know how good they do. I'm led to believe that a lot of them do excellent work. That being said, they're not professionals.
No.
They're not professionals. And, you know, you're dealing with suicidal people. Now, if it's a choice of this or nothing, perhaps this is better. But I always think it's best that you try to get them through that crisis stage.
Right.
And then try to convince them.
Therapy would be your best bet, because when you go to therapy, you essentially talk. You do most of the talking.
Yes.
And the therapist will go, why do you feel that way? Or why do you do it? And then you'll expand on that, and you'll say, well, I feel because... And you start seeing things, and you start realizing things, and you start to feel better about, you know,
there's a reason
things.
Besides the scammer why you were in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was telling me how some people who were actually married got scammed, and then they got to tell their spouse and everything. But, you know, like any type of cheating, or if this is cheating or not, I don't want to get into that tonight, you were obviously looking for something else. The scammer is filling a void somewhere in your life. There's other situations. So Joe's right, therapy. I also think that when you immerse yourself in this, you just keep on refueling the hate. You were wronged. Like I like to say, you were emotionally raped. They did terrible things to you. You probably lost a lot of money. You feel ashamed. And then you're just immersing yourself in this, and you just hate. I understand hate is part of the healing process.
Sure.
And you have every right to hate. You have every right to hate. But at some point, you just got to walk away from this and give yourself a chance to heal.
Last week when we were doing the segment, there was a woman that was saying racist things that you brought up at the beginning of the segment.
Right.
And I gave her a pass just because I didn't know how...
It seemed raw.
So you're really working on your emotions on that. So all the racist things that she was saying, you give her a pass
because
she's venting. Some of the people that might have been in this chat room that have been there for months... Yeah.
No, there's just racism there.
There's racism, and they're not thinking clearly because you're going, especially with Pooh Bear or whatever the hell his name
Winnie
is.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh was saying all this racism. I went to the FBI, and I said, well, these niggers, blah, blah, blah. Really? Oh. And they're going to sit there and listen to you in a way that they're going to actually act on this?
But we don't want to rehash that.
I'm not going to rehash it, but basically it's important that you get your emotions
checked. Listen, that guy's on a power trip.
Yeah.
I also feel like that immersing yourself in the scammer world as a victim, you're kind of replacing one addiction with another. You were addicted to this one relationship, which I can relate to.
Sure.
Because I have spent hours talking to scammers who are, you know, hours. It's not really healthy to do that. But, you know, I would look forward to it. If I didn't hear from them, I would get upset. Well, I get that. And this is just replacing it. You need to do something away from the computer.
Well, the thing about it is, if you go into the scamming chat rooms, you're trying to vilify what you've done. There are people in there that have been through the same things, that have done the same things you do, and you're commiserating with them. However, there gets a lot of negativity on that. Everybody has their own individual reasons why they did what they did. That's where therapy comes in, because why one person might have got involved with a scammer could be totally different than another reason.
Right.
And you need to find that individuality, what dragged you into it. You can't do that in a group situation.
What made you vulnerable to their particular style?
Right. If you want to work together to stop what they're doing, that's one thing. But when you need to find out the reason and the acceptance for what you did, you need to go to the therapist.
I think another danger, and I, as my alias, I have an alias now.
Oh, boy.
I actually tried to intervene and help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain group of scam victims that are susceptible to being scammed again, which is really sad.
Yeah.
And I've said it before, you know what, I give you a pass the first time. But the second time, hello, McFly.
Yeah.
But this woman was going to meet this quote-unquote soldier, and I'm just like, no, not as myself, as an alias. And there is a certain element out there that keeps on falling for this time. You have to remove yourself from the situation. I know it's hard. It's probably the hardest thing you've ever done. But if you've been scammed once, there is a part of you that could get scammed again. Now, I know some of the people I talk to will never, ever get scammed again.
Right.
And they are very strong people. but not everybody is that strong.
Well, that's actually the chat is, well, first of all,
are they hating me yet?
No, no, they were weighing in and they were saying, you know, well, it's true. They really, a lot of people were saying, yes, that the people need counseling. Oh, one individual said the therapy would be of great use to some victims. Scammers use a type of brainwashing and often draw recent victims back into a scam. They need to be deprogrammed. So,
well, yeah, it is. I think the brainwash. I think it's you're dealing with somebody who's looking for love,
mm-hmm. Right? And
listen, I mean, and this is not everybody's created the same physically. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But as society, we have general descriptions which the rest of society finds attractive or not.
Right.
Not every one of us is that way. So if you happen not to be one of those people,
mm-hmm.
and you find somebody who appears to love you,
right.
and accepts you for who you are, which is something you deserve,
right.
but you might not have really found,
mm-hmm.
or you haven't found in a long time,
mm-hmm.
it's understandable.
Yeah.
And even though everything in your brain is telling you this is not good for you, there's a part of your heart go, you know what? It makes me feel good. It's a drug.
Yeah.
It's a drug, and there's certain things like love, finding love is so strong,
mm-hmm.
that you dismiss a lot of things.
Oh, sure.
And a person that might have been scammed, they want that feeling and glowing feeling of love where they're not thinking clearly and seeing another scam. Well, this can't happen again. And they're not using their rational side. There's your emotional side and there's your rational side in a feeling of profound love. And sometimes the rational side wins. Sometimes, a lot of times, the irrational side wins. So
yeah.
you need to get out of that situation.
It's an abusive relationship is what it is.
It is. And
yeah.
sit with a counselor and get not more or less deprogrammed, but find out that profound love and find your profound love in another place.
Yes.
Not that place.
It could be a right. hobby. Any place else is healthier than this.
Get a pet, something like that, where that feeling of love you're going to get, but you can't get it from this place. You can't go back to this place.
Can't
to
keep
get
going
it.
Back. Well, as a matter of fact, one of the chatters said lots of people get scammed over and over because they get scammed once, then desperately look for another. Well, in this case, soldier.
Yeah. Well, that's a common thing. I don't know why these people keep frequenting these sites after they've been scammed, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the dangerous things. And I'm going to call out Winnie the Pooh again.
Okay.
And this is just an ideology difference between. I have with him. It's not a slamming type of thing. I know over at that group, they enlist recently scammed people to be scam baiters. They put them right in the thick of it again.
Ugh.
And I just think that's so dangerous.
It is.
I just think, you know, as I've started to outline, I just think they need to get as far away from as possible. And I do question Mr. Pooh. I do question, and this is why a reason why I would want you to come on the show, because I'm asking you, what are the motives behind this? Maybe you've had some successes,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not aware of it. I'm not saying you're wrong. I think you're wrong,
right.
but I'm not absolute. Why would you do this? I know they look to you as a teacher of a scam baiter, and by all accounts, you are a scam baiter. And listen, scam baiting is good if you have the time to do it. It makes scammers waste their time with people who know better.
I'll tell you why. Because everything this guy does, he does not do it in the right manner. First of all, he wants to get the FBI in it, but he uses racial epithets and to get people to join him.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, like I just repeated myself, I'm repeating myself again, but you're going to send us to the FBI. They're not going to take it seriously. Now he wants to take people and scam bait them, people that are very emotional that really shouldn't be doing this. Look, I sit and edit and do all the edit. I out of anybody, listen to these shows the most.
Right.
Because I have to sit and, you know, for the
Well, you shouldn't say have
like,
to sit. You should look forward to
I
sitting.
Look forward to it. All right, fine. Look forward to it. And I sit for hours.
Very enjoyable.
Yes.
Sure.
I sit for hours going through this stuff.
Right.
And you could see if you are in a very bad emotional state, how you can get suckered into this stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, we've seen, because we've covered several scammers, and then we'll get through more of the list. But we've seen some scammers have different styles. Our scammer, Flory, was by the book Crappy Poetry, I Love You After Like a Couple Hours, which always blows my mind how people can fall for that. But they do.
Yeah.
But Belinda, which was the other romance scammer we've dealt with other scams, she kind of upped her game. She's kind of gone more relationship-y route and everything.
Yeah.
And I could totally see where if you have a scammer who's a little bit more on the ball, like our Belinda, Agnes, and team, I could totally see how you fall
for that. But even on the Flory end, when Flory was going, well, send me the money, Why is your wife calling? And you see this desperation where I might lose this person.
Right.
She will then come back in the next sequence of emails and say, I dream of a life together. I want it to be you and me, baby.
I said this at the time. Even though I knew it was a bunch of BS,
yeah,
you still look forward to I love you.
Because it's true because you got to remember, you have your emotional side. Your walls are down. People like this have their walls down. They're laying it all out. And then they get this sense of like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose this person.
Right.
And this person comes back and says, I want a future together. I want this. After asking for money, you want to be with this person more than anything else in the world.
Yeah.
And whatever it's going to take, you're going to be with them.
You think, well, if money's the situation, I got money.
Yeah.
Let's get this person over here.
Right. Now, let's take it to what Teddy Bear or whatever this guy's
Winnie
name
the
is.
Pooh, John.
Winnie the Pooh.
Please, whatever, with respect.
Yes, sir. Now, if you've just been scammed and then you get back into it, you're going to be in that place where, even though you're a scam baiter, you have this emotional connection that you have not addressed.
Mm-hmm. It's too dangerous.
These people are going to come to you, and then you're going to get suckered right back in. He is not taking that into account. He does not take things into account. He's a loose cannon is what he is.
Well, I want to tag on to that emotion, go to my next point, because there is a lot of emotion when you're right into this. There are these Facebook pages, websites, where the scammers congregate. Some of them are left open to the public. We've infiltrated some of them, revealed them. If you notice, I really don't say what the sites are, and there's a reason for that, because not everybody needs to know.
No.
Because what happens is, and I saw this, a recently scam victim, the one we were talking about possibly being a racist or whatnot, she goes on there on one of these sites, and she's just cursing them out, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, here's the problem. First of all, you're ruining for everybody.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean that.
You're ruining it for everybody.
Sorry.
No, but you're not fine. You know,
ruining it for everybody.
But no, now they know. Now they know that we know.
Yeah.
So they're going to close the group and we can't learn.
Yeah.
Right.
And they also, because you're using your real ID, they know who you are.
Yeah, not smart.
Again, if you're right into this, you're so emotional. You're not thinking straight.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, here's another problem with it. The newly victims, they don't know how dangerous these scammers can be. It can be a small operation, you know, where they don't know what they're doing, but there also is a chance you're talking to terrorists.
Well, here in the chat, they're talking about that there's a new dangerous game that seems to be going around.
I love musical chairs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
It's only dangerous when you run out of chairs.
Yeah.
Or the chairs are upside down.
No, some bars, that's favorable.
It most certainly is. She's the game maker.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they said, the scammer from Senegal is offering the victim a trip to China paid for. They collect gold to take to Australia, and they're paid £5,000. They pay $2,500 in China and then $2,500 in Australia. The scammer pays the ticket and the visa, so the person is used as a courier.
Wait, is this a new scam?
Yes.
All right, here's what needs to happen with this, because we're not going to do that right now.
Okay.
It is certainly worth mentioning, but it deserves its own segment, not
it
in this.
Does.
So what I need, whoever did that, message me.
Yeah.
You can private message me on Facebook if you want, or you can email me. You can ask me for the email. Pip will give it to you.
Yeah, Barnacle Bill, will you get this information to Davin?
And we will discuss this scam on a future show in our Scam Busters thing. Because it doesn't go where it's going right now. It doesn't belong where it's going right now, but it certainly does need to be discussed.
Yeah.
All right. And like I was saying, they don't know how dangerous they are. And then you give up. These people are dangerous people.
Well, it's when we were listening to them talk with each other. They are the most heartless, gutless people on the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah.
They're horrible people.
Well, we found some other heartless people.
Yes.
And gutless people, too. They won't come on our show.
Yeah.
Pooh Bear.
Yes.
What?
No, nothing.
I thought you had something to say.
No.
Perfect. See, right here, seek counsel on anti-scam groups. But you need to know, not every anti-scam group has your best interest at heart. And we've been kind of discussing that. You know, where Nina's group says Mr. G's group is corrupt. Nina's group, I've gotten a ton of information where they're corrupt, and I'm going to cover that one time, but we know they're racist and everything. Listen, if you listeners who are informed, if you know of an anti-scam group that's not on the up and up, bring it to us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll expose them. But what happens is, when you were recently scammed, you're just like, wow, there's people that have been through this. It's not just me.
Yes.
Wow, I really have to talk to these people, and some of them can help you through it. But you don't know who they are. You don't know what their qualifications are. You don't know their motives. This is the internet. You don't know anybody. So you're really better off by going to what we've all said and Joe's reiterated a bunch of times, seeking professional counsel. Really, an anti-scam group should not be your first stop for getting counsel to get through this.
Or your only one.
Listen, anti-scam groups are very useful, and there is a sense of community that you're not
the
alone.
Camaraderie, yeah.
And there is information, and you can learn about more scams.
And if you decide that you do want to help, you know, like I said, get counseling. Take some, you know, months.
Come back
better,
to it,
and then come back to it. Yeah, where you could judge with a clear head, you could see with a clear head, going, these people are bad seeds, or these people are, you know, really doing some good.
There's, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Joe. There's also a point in the chat where they said what you were talking about, the woman who went off half-cocked and went into the scammer page where you infiltrated. They're like, well, if you go in there and you use your own name, not only now do they know who you are, but they're going to hack your page, they're going to get on your Facebook, then they're going to get into your friends list, and here's a whole other list of potential victims.
Sure, because the other anti-scam groups will go, hey, you have scammers on your list. Out of our group. Out, out, out.
Yeah. Also that, maybe you could also get into your personal information.
Of course, they're hackers. They have hackers,
Joe. Your credit card information. Yeah. I'm just, obviously, but I don't think people.
You know.
I know, but what we're trying to do is also let people know that they could also get into your credit card information, your Social Security information. It's you know, a lot more than that. Just getting more people
into, you
know,
when you have been scammed,
scam.
You need to secure up, get everything secure, all your internet stuff secure, and get the hell away from the
computer.
And
the worst part of that is, God forbid they get into that, they might hook you up with a marketing company that's going to try to post your business, and then you're going to have to fight with a bank to try to get that money back, and it's going to be a big fiasco. You don't want to do that.
Davin's looking at him like,
I knew where he was going. I just wanted to see how long he was going to go with it.
I kill you with my eyeballs.
It was fine. It was a long way to go. Your laugh bailed him out. I was just going to let him hang there in the barrel, but it's all right.
But it's true. On the serious side, you got to be careful because they could get your personal information, and now they're going to rack up thousands of dollars that you're going to have to fight with a credit company for, your Social Security number. Do not, in any circumstances, let them know who your real person is.
Right. And my final point, and then I think we'll move on.
Yeah, okay.
To Belinda, my final point. If you are engaged in scam baiting and you've recently been scammed, you are emotional.
Yeah.
The first time you catch them in a lie, and you will catch them in a lie because now you're looking, and they're quite frankly, they're not that good, these scammers for the most part, you're going to lose your cool. You're going to blow.
Sure.
You're going to blow. You know how hard it is for me, somebody who likes to be right all the time, to catch these scammers in lies and not call them on. There's a strategy I use. I build up the trust with them like I'm buying this load of crap. Like
yes.
They do love me. Like, sure, I'll get you a computer from Malmart, whatever you need.
I love shopping at Malmart.
She's like, sure, your English sounds like you're from Ohio. No problem.
Yeah, totally believable.
But because I'm as cold and calculating as they are.
Right, and you got to remember, on our end, this is a comedy show. Go figure. But it's a comedy show.
You're not going to hear a lot of comedy, but once in a while.
And we're comics. The basic essence of being a comic is tearing the curtains away from things that are bullshit.
Yeah.
That's the essence of
and
comedy.
And we're resisting doing that until the time is right.
Yeah.
Because if you are going to be a scam baiter, the objective is to keep them on the line as long as possible.
Yes.
Not to call BS the first time you catch them in a lie, because you already know they're a scammer.
Yeah.
But if you're recently scammed, of course you're going to want to call BS.
Right.
So don't waste your time. Mm-hmm. You're not wasting that much of the scammer's time.
Right. They'll just be on to the next.
But I know what the argument
person.
Is. Well, if we don't fight this, who will?
Right.
And you're right. That is the problem. But there are people that it's reported on the news more. It's reported on the radio. Our show is certainly doing the best we can to do it. If you'd like this show to be more popular, then perhaps you should petition Sirius XM.
But here's the deal. Yeah. And you were saying, well, you know, and like from a scammer's point of view, well, if we don't fight this, who will? Make sure you're ready and prepared to fight.
Yeah. Don't go on somebody else's timeline. Because you know what? If you're still missing the person who scammed you, you're not ready. You're not ready for any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless you can be like cold calculating, I'm going to draw this out. I got tricks up my sleeve.
Well, here's some interesting stuff in the chat right now.
The chat is on fire.
They are on
the
fire.
The dead pen is in fuego.
I really did have to put the extinguisher on a couple of them. No, I'm kidding. I know.
It's too bad those obituaries weren't real, huh?
Yeah, I told you. They're saying never. Here are the points in a row. They're saying don't give
bullet
them your
points
real,
in the chat room.
Don't
the chat
give them your real identity.
Winnie the Pooh will be reading this and completely twisting around and blaming Mr. G for false information next week. Nina, we have info. Yay! Now put on your pants, Pooh.
Please. The next one said, never bait the scammer who made you a victim.
Yes.
Good, yeah. Really good point.
That's an excellent
then,
point.
Then scammers are not that good at hiding their lies because they don't really have to be yet. Once their wells start to dry up, they will get smarter. That's a good point, too. And then here's one. But they will turn around and tell you how much they truly love you and maybe even tell you they're sorry and never meant to scam you and tell the victim their real name and pull the victim's guard down all over again.
We've seen that. But even with that, she's still got tricks up her sleeve. I have an idea, but I'm not going to. It doesn't matter tonight what my theory is on this. At a later date, I will discuss it. But we have seen that. But I will say the one thing that makes our scammer different. Yes. One of the things is, like we like to say, before the money came, she revealed herself.
Yeah.
It was supposed to come the next day.
Yeah.
By all accounts, she was getting the money the next day. I told her she was getting the money the
right.
next day.
Very unusual timing.
And we have had video chats with her.
Yeah.
With her.
Yeah.
So I have seen her, and there has been a connection, and, which most scammers aren't going
to
do.
Right. Mm-hmm. And on our end, you look at it and go, all right, what are they up to now? If we had an emotional involvement in this, we would be like, they're not lying. They really do care. Why would they do that?
Right.
And you're seeing it from an emotional side. We're seeing it from a rational side.
And still being cynical.
Right. And even being rational and cynical, a lot of times, you can't see me, but David will look at me like I'm not paying attention. I sit here and I follow the story and I'm like, why are they taking us this way?
Yeah.
What's their bottom line in doing this?
Sure.
Because now they're starting to grab me a little bit. And I sit here and I look at them because I'm trying to figure out what's their deal. What are they doing? And if I was emotionally involved, it could be a very big problem. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Right. With that being said, shall we get to my beloved?
Mm. Please.
Should we get to the love of my African life?
Oh, my story. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
Just like a dream. All right. Where we last left off, we did not cover it last week. Let's recap for everybody. We have recently had the confirmed video chat, eye-to-eye conversation, audio recorded, guy feeding her some lines, real connection between me and Belinda.
Real connection.
Well, there was. No, we. No,
yeah,
she,
I know.
There was. I followed that up by calling her a dude the next day and said, wouldn't it be funny if you were just some guy scamming me, pulling imagine that, a Ghanaian boy fooling an American man. Wouldn't that be funny? Ha ha ha, ha ha ha, LOL. And then, last week, the much anticipated lovemaking that Pip Helix demands.
Oh, yes, I love that.
me and my gal had some cyber sex. It was really weird.
Yeah, it was.
I played the part of a farm animal. She played the part of a human being.
The part of the farm animal.
I was her pet.
Played by Davin.
I was her personal pet, and she was actually into it, which was the first time she was really...
It was the first time she seemed to be like... getting into it and not going, oh, my battery's running down.
Yeah. And then I had to go to work, so I couldn't finish the job with her. I penetrated and left.
Love them.
Typical.
So, yeah, if you want to listen to that show, that's from 2 weeks ago. So let's pick up the pieces. Shall we?
Yes.
February 25th. Me to her. I was wondering, now that Ishmael and I have met and Granny knows about me, do you think you would add me to your other Facebook page?
Oh.
Because you remember, there's a special Facebook page just for me, where I'm her only pal.
Right.
And then I found this other Facebook page where she has all her, which is her real page, because that's where all the Africans are.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, it's been a while since I opened it. Since I created this one, I don't open that one. Kind of forgot the password, but can add my friends for this one if you would like that. I go, babe, that's not true. You added two friends the other day to the old one.
Oh! Snap.
Now we're back to lawyer Davin. We're back to where Davin holds her to the fire. It's love and lawyer.
Nice.
Now, just to get back to what we were discussing before, on an emotional connection, emotionally, you never would have brought that up.
Right.
You never would. See, there's the difference in emotional between rational.
Yes.
That's why it's dangerous to go back in after you've been emotionally damaged like that. On our end, we're comics. We're trying to pull the curtains away from this stuff. So on this one, where she go, you know, she'll, well, you're my only one. Instead of going, oh, that's great. We're going, really? Really? Well, what about the other one?
Well,
you
no,
had?
No, part of me said that's great.
I know. Yeah. And then your rational side said, cut it out. Get back
knock
to work.
Knock it off, stupid. There's a show to write.
And the serious part, of that's the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
Because you, if you are emotionally tied now,
you're not gonna
push. You're not going to push because you don't want to, you know, rock the boat and maybe lose your love.
And that's where Pooh Bear is dangerous, bringing people back into it. Because in this situation like this, that could be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you're not calling them out on it.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, which day was that? Besides, I have less than 10 friends in the other one. I go, that's not true either. Unless you have a third one you're not telling me about.
Oh.
She goes, I don't have a third one. I go, well, the other one added two people on Saturday.
this one you don't have. Yeah. Been very busy for something that doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I go, it is your Facebook page. At this point, after all these months and working so hard to make things right, why do we even have to have this type of conversation?
Exactly.
She goes, okay, then. I will add my friends to this one and try and open up the other one and add you to it. I go, hun, you have the password. You accepted two friends on Saturday, Festus and Samuel.
Festus.
That's their names.
Ouch.
I don't make them up. I go,
sounds like something you have to get carved out by.
That's the deputy on Gunsmoke.
Maybe it was him, Joe.
That's lonely out in the range.
Or the jungle. I go, it's in plain sight. If you could not log on to Facebook, you could not accept new friends. Why are you denying this?
Nice.
She goes, I'm not denying it. Let's add all my friends to this
one.
Yeah, exactly.
Two paragraphs ago.
She goes, let's add all my friends to this one, the one I'm talking to her on, because I can't recollect a password. And that's the truth. I will add you to it as soon as I recollect it. I go, then how did Prisca Abbey add Festus and Samuel? It is impossible if you did not add them. I am so frustrated with this. This did not have to be a big deal. Will you ever change, or will there always be secrets, untruths, and mysteries? All right, now the mark, me, is starting to walk away. Which, if a real victim might not do.
The real victim won't do, I was just about to say, because if you have an emotional, severe emotional connection, this argument
this
would
is trivial.
Exist.
No, this is trivial.
Exist. It wouldn't even exist. You wouldn't even brought it up.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You wouldn't dare.
You wouldn't bring it up. Not at all. You might lose this
argument.
This argument would not even exist.
Right.
She goes, this is no secret or untruth. I am telling the truth. Then let me sign off and try and sign into that one. I hope I can recollect, though. I go, Belinda, as plain as day, it says you accepted two people on Saturday. You did not forget the password since Saturday.
Wow.
Belinda goes, do you have such little respect for me that you expect me to believe that which is in front of my own eyes?
Yeah.
This is worse than I thought. I said that to her. I said to her, do you have such little respect for me that you expect me to believe that which is in front of my own eyes? This
okay,
is
you
worse
said,
than
you said
yes,
that.
Yeah,
all right, because that's a key thing. Yeah. If she said that, that goes back to that first thing.
Right.
All right, continue.
Cap locks. Give me a minute, she says. At this,
give me a minute, you bastard.
Let me get the boss.
Yeah.
Let me get a supervisor.
Who was adding people and didn't tell me?
Christ, he's at it again.
Yeah.
He's ornery. I guess the real wife isn't giving him any. I go, at this point, I'm prepared to give you the rest of your life, sad face.
Wait.
I said this to her, because she says, give me a minute.
Oh.
I'm ready to walk. Fake wow. Davin is hurt.
Wow.
She goes, what does that mean, hon? I go, it means how can we talk marriage and lifetimes together when something so simple becomes a hardship? I really think you think I'm a big moron. Maybe you are correct. Because remember, we were talking marriage.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking kids.
And very good for keeping quiet with that one, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, that one? Yeah, you get bored. How many times can you beat a dead horse?
Or a fat horse, if I have to deal. Belinda goes, hun, now that's harsh. Give me a couple minutes. I'll be back soon. Listen, I have my team working on it.
That's essentially yes.
Ghanaians are standing by.
Yeah, you're damn right. All hands on deck on this one.
Yeah.
I go, whatever, Belinda. Ghanaians
are standing by.
Whatever, Belinda. Where are you going? She goes, I was trying to open the other Facebook, but I couldn't. I just need some time, and I can open it. Guess you're mad at me. We'll try hard and open it. I go, I am mad because it was open on Saturday, and you will not admit to it. She goes, I admit I opened it on Saturday, but the password is confusing, so I forgot it. But I've opened it now. Guess you are happy now.
Don't sprain your ankle backpedaling, lady. Jesus
Really?
Christ.
Yeah, I'm a real prick if you're scamming me.
I'll tell you.
You've got to run the website. She's grabbing its drawers right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
I magically got in there. I couldn't remember it, but now I do.
Because how many times, like, everybody's got put their foot in cow shit where somebody's calling them on. Well, I didn't do it. Yeah, really? I just saw you there. And you're like, but that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I go. So what was so hard about that? For months you told me you forgot the password. She goes, I wrote it down somewhere. I found it now. I use Kasha, that's her name, her daughter's name, daughter, and some numbers. I go, fine, you drive me nuts. She goes in cap locks. Well, it was not intentional, smiley face. She's really concerned about my well-being right now. She's like, shit, he's on to me.
Emotionally connected, yes.
Yeah.
Emotionally connected, you would drop the whole thing right there as soon as you saw that smiley face and kind of change your angle on
but
it.
But I also think she was not prepared for this right now.
No.
Because I've lured her in.
Oh, because she's kind of like she's grabbing its drawers right now.
But this is because I am cold and calculating. If you've been listening to the story for the month, I am playing the head games with her and team that she would play with a mark. It's I love you. I stick a dagger in her. And that's what a scammer does. I love you. Give me the money. I love you. Give me the money. Only talk to me. I have played the head games with her. They have never seen anything like me before. And probably hope they never do again. So I go, okay, what's your birthday? She goes, 20th April 1986. I go, why'd you tell me it was June 28th?
Oh, no! What, do you have, like, a little flip notebook pad next to you?
I have my team.
About?
Yeah, no, I know. This is, you know.
Wow. Well, the chat is now saying, you know, Belinda's likely a guy.
No.
Well, no.
And you want to know something? For a person, for a guy that always says, I've got a bad memory, he's got a pretty good memory.
I know.
I'll bring up something that we talked about that on the show. Like, name the date I talked about when we were at TBQ, or if I did a Joe, you did that on stage back in, like, you know, 93. I'm like, how does he know? So you got...
Annoying things stick in my mind.
I get right.
No, here's the thing. Listen, we know there's men involved.
Yeah.
We know there's men involved, but from people that have been listening to these conversations for the many months, we know there was a shift.
Yes.
We figure I probably got sold at some point. We feel that this is a girl talking to me.
Yes.
You're not getting it from this conversation.
Yes.
But we definitely feel that this is a girl talking
and
to
we
me.
Feel, yeah. And we also feel, I personally feel, that there is a girl on staff, the girl that goes on the chat.
Well, that's the one we've seen and spoken to.
So not necessarily that's her typing, but it is a girl on staff that essentially sets this scam up.
Yeah, I mean, and just to be clear, I was just saying in the chat, you know, we know that sometimes it seemed like a man, sometimes it seemed like a woman, but the live video chat wasn't like we've gone into conversations about how they can fake some video chats, but he was, I mean, actually live speaking to her. But we knew that there was a guy next to her, leading her, telling her what to say. You folks that are joining us recently,
we did play video and audio where there was a man there feeding her lines. We heard it on, what, three occasions, Davin?
It's her cousin Ishmael. Why would we do that?
Right, her cousin Ishmael. So, you know, even though she looks sincere and she's there, she's being fed lines like she's on stage or something like that.
She's being fed lines for very key, important things.
Yes.
Whatever. I'm not going to get into it now. I think at this point I'm talking to a girl. That's been the general consensus for a while, people that have been listening, that know the tone. I'm talking to a chick.
And you want to even know something kind of ironic on that? When I called up as General McIvey, I couldn't really hear the conversation as clear as you guys.
Right.
Davin's feeding me lines on what to say.
Yes.
It was kind of the reverse thing.
Yes.
We were in a situation, there was a situation where I really couldn't hear the guy clearly from where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Davin realized, hey, you know what? I got to make sure Joe knows what's going on. Davin is feeding me lines to keep this, you know.
Your end of the conversation
going,
making sense.
Keeping this facade legit.
Yes.
Same thing here.
Yeah.
And so we've learned a few tricks from them.
Yeah.
I'd like to think we're better at it.
They got their job, we got ours.
And like I always say, you know, people ask me, do you think you could scam somebody? Absolutely. Here's what you people don't know. You don't know the places I am. I mean, I'm legit from this end, but, you know, I could not be. I could be a fraud. It's theoretical. Well, I mean, anybody could. It's the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really know. I know Joe. I know Pip. That's what I know.
That's about it.
That's about it.
You poor bastard.
And even Pip, you don't know so much about it.
Like, apparently my obituary, you guys know a lot about me. Holy smoke.
All right. So Belinda, she goes, nothing, was just trying to hide my age. I go, even if I believe that, which I do not, you told me it was June 28th, 1986, when you were telling me no more lies and you were coming clean and changing your ways. I can't believe you even on the simplest things. When you're ready to have an adult relationship based on honesty and love, come find me. Until then, just leave me be.
Now, a key point,
wow.
Right, and a key point on that was is that she gave that date when she came clean. If she was still in her other incarnation, she could have said, well, you know, that was different. I was betraying
was
somebody
Agnes.
Else. Right. I said that as Agnes, but she did say it as Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the script that most marks are not going to walk away when they're in the midst of this.
Right.
I have flipped the script on them. They don't want to lose me. I got millions.
I know, and they have so much time invested.
They
in
have
you.
A lot of time invested in me. I got millions of dollars that they're going to get as soon as this divorce comes. Now they need to chase me. I need to be wooed. I will be wooed.
Well, and flowers and candy involved in this scenario.
Right,
yes.
And at this moment, awesome. Damn quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in cap locks, I am ready. It is just a simple thing. Thing I did. I'm sorry if it offended you. You are making me feel bad. I go, it offends me that at almost 9 months together, you continue to lie to me. It offends me that when I gave you your second chance with me, you lied to me again.
Joanne, I'm doing the best I can. Sorry about that.
Sorry, you dozed off for a second and lost your place.
Not always about you, Miss.
Sorry.
Wow.
I go, it offends me. I go, it offends me that there are still things you have not told me. It offends me that you tell me you love me and you want to marry me and you can't be forthright with me. It offends me that I engage in cybersexual activities, which I am not comfortable with, but loved you so much that I wanted to be intimate with you, and you continue to have secrets and misdirections. That offends me.
Have you been with other farm animals besides me?
Yes.
It's possible.
I know.
She was very good
just
at it.
Just today.
And then I go, make you feel bad. I am having conversations with my damn accountant to figure out how I'm going to marry you, and now I feel like a damn fool. You should feel bad, because I feel betrayed. Again.
Oh.
Now, let me stop you right there. That, you've just taken a big piece of chum and thrown it in the water. Because right there, accountant, betrayed.
Yep.
My love, accountant, key word.
He
accountant.
Totally knows
accountant
what he
to,
did.
I most certainly do.
Accountant, I know, but I'm saying.
But
you know,
you're reiterating. Yeah.
Accountant
yeah.
to the, you know, accountant,
ding,
married.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Married, money, I mean, married.
Yeah, because you just kept them from telling you, look, tell them to go to hell.
Yeah.
All right, you know, however, there's gold in Nundar Hills.
Yes. And I better start digging my way out of this hole.
I go, because I feel betrayed again by the same woman who has used two different names on me with two different stories. Why not go for a third? Heck, go with the name Mavis Mills if you want. There are enough of her profiles attached to Agnes and Belinda.
Because
remember, Mavis
my chick.
Is Joe's chick, Dick
yeah.
Eldorado's chick, and we think they're in cahoots.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we're still trying to get the video chat
with
Mavis. But profiles attached to Agnes Melinda. Be Mavis. That way I can stab my friend in the back in the pursuit of love. I'm just the type of fool that might do it too. I'm a big dumb asshole. Joe says out.
There's an opening. You're wait, too
we,
slow.
Wait till we edit the clips on now.
Oh, I have a feeling that'll be in the iHeart clip.
That'll be an iHeart clip.
Joe, why is that in the beginning and end of all five clips?
I just couldn't get enough of it.
It doesn't make sense there.
I'll just, no, you know what I'm going to get?
Yes, it does.
An email back, really?
Really? Stupid.
She goes, hun, you are being really harsh with me. I've told you the whole. I thought we would forget about Agnes and Mavis when we did the video chat, but I guess it didn't happen. I'm sorry if I hurt you.
Oh.
I go, the fact of the matter is that when I could have turned you into the authorities for lying. The fact of the matter is when I could have turned you into the authorities for lying, when I could have had the goons my company has in Western Africa unleashed on you and all those who made me, like Winnie the Pooh, all those who made me feel like a fool, I instead looked the other way and tried to get to know Belinda. Give somebody who has a big reason of why my world is utterly... Give somebody who was a big reason of why my world is utterly upside down. I gave that person another chance to be honest with me. That is all I ask. You swore you would, and instead you just told another lie. It was just another slap in the face.
And also you reiterated, and here's the thing with these gangs, with the
I got goons.
Yeah,
with
you got goons.
I'm connected.
With Mugu, as we did discover, there's a lot of sort of gang activity.
Sure.
With these or Mugu gangs and stuff like that. You also reiterated to her, where don't mess with me, Because you don't know who's going to be walking into that cafe one day yourself.
Right.
Yes. I'm letting her think I'm dangerous. Remember, she already knows I know black magic in Sakala.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
She goes, I wasn't truthful. She goes, if I wasn't truthful, I wouldn't have gone through with the video chat. It's because I wanted to have a relationship with you that I did it. I know you were making sacrifices, and so am I. She's got a point there.
True.
She does got a point there.
But also in a thing where in an emotional context, there would have been no argument and that would have sucked the person that was emotionally connected right in.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a good move by them.
You're not seeing, you know, on her. Yeah, the video chats with somebody there feeding her the lines.
Yeah.
So I go, what are you sacrificing? I bet you're a hero because you got some Western Mugu twisted every which way falling for you. High fives all around.
Oh! Wow.
Round of coffee at the cafe.
We got one.
Drinks on me.
He bought that load of crap.
Drinks on me.
All of a sudden, ding, ding, ding.
Who won the espresso? Drinks on me.
Nice.
She goes, that's not it. It was my first time doing a video chat. And with all those technical difficulties, I believe that.
Yes.
It was my first time doing a video chat and had to walk some distance just to do it. I know that's small compared to yours, but it's still something which I did because I was really interested in you.
That's
a guy talking.
That's
a guy talking. Absolutely. Yeah. Because if you have the girl sitting there doing the video chat, she doesn't work that stuff. She has the guy work this stuff. So for her to turn around and snap at you, well, we never did it before. We had technical difficulties.
That's not the way I took it. That's not the way I took it as she's saying, listen, I've done things too. I know it doesn't compare, but I have done this. That's the way I took it.
Yeah.
And I look at it that, look, we're going to be doing a video chat with you, Mark. Get on here, get on the camera, make sure you're sitting in front of this thing, and I'll make sure the audio goes through and they're having technical difficulties. She's sitting there listening to somebody reading her lines. I don't think that she would snap at that. Well, we had to, so knowledgeably. She said it kind of knowledgeably.
Wait, can you read that again? There was something about that sentence that made me
probably my terrible grammar.
Funny. No.
Was it from what Belinda read?
Yeah, what she said.
She goes, that's not it. It was my first time doing a video chat and had to walk some distance just to do it. I know that's small compared to yours, but still something which I did because I was really interested in you.
Because I was really interested in you.
See, that makes me
That's backpedaling. I was really interested in you. First of all, she's using past tense.
I think
now.
She's thrown.
And it was, how about this would be the time if you're a woman and you're really upset because now this guy's arguing with you and you want to win him back. It would be more about, I'm so sorry. I do love you. I made a mistake. It wouldn't be like, I was really interested in
well,
you. That's very
it's here's what
difference.
It is. I think there's a dichotomy going on. It's like Joe says, we got our job. She's got hers.
Yeah.
I think she is interested. But there are men controlling this.
And right.
Yeah,
and she does and she does have to, I think she likes me, but there is money in it.
Even though we disagree and I feel a man wrote that sentence, there's also the fact where, I really was interested in you in an emotional context. You're like, I'm about to lose her.
Right.
I'm about to lose
her.
How I handle nothing
that.
Else that she wants anything
that's what I heard.
Anything that she wants she's going to get.
If I was,
because that's all that matters.
Yeah, if it was me and I'm reading that because my guy is saying, well, I did that. I know it doesn't sound like a lot to you, but that was a lot to me because I was interested.
No,
in
I think right. She's meaning I did these things because I was interested. I think that's I think it's just a grammatical thing.
I
really
maybe,
do.
But
in
it's a significant change of tense.
Well, this is what I wrote to her. I go, interested in me? You told me you love me. Interested in me? You told me you wanted to marry me.
Yes. Thank you.
I go, be honest with me. If you can, do you just want to be with me because African culture is so shitty to women who are in your situation? I know how hard it is for a single mom to find a man in Africa. Let's just be honest. I'm not the love of your life. I'm a route to a better life.
Oh, God.
All right,
that's harsh.
What Davin's going to read right now is going to be very important when it's read. Think of it as if it's a man writing this or if it's a woman writing this. Because this is a very key response right here.
Okay.
Yes, I'm reading it as it is. I know, listen, it's hot and heated. It's going back quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, the my interest in you is what makes me love you and want to marry. I hope we can look past the date of my date of birth. I really can't discern much from that.
No, you
can't.
And
that's why I think it's a man writing it.
I don't think so.
I think a woman would have got more emotional than that.
I don't know, but
But she's not an overly emotional girl.
No,
she's not. We've got to remember, there's a cultural difference. You know... listen, women are treated like crap. They don't have these conversations in Africa.
Right.
They don't have an emotional guy who's like, I love you, baby, and like treating her with respect.
But I find that hard to believe because basically these people that write to them are so emotionally invested. I find that hard to believe. I'm not a slap against you.
As we've seen a lot of times, the emotional investment by the scammer is crappy poetry.
But the emotional investment by the scammee seems more, you know.
Right, but she's not a tip. But when you have the mark, usually the response is more crappy poetry. Mm-hmm. That's what we saw from Flory.
Yeah,
Belinda has not really resorted to crappy poetry.
No, she hasn't.
She's doing her or his own words. I mean, you can form your own conclusion, but we haven't gone down the typical route. I go, the date of birth is not the problem. It is a symptom. Since day one, you've lied to me. You continue to lie to me. I deserve better. If that's what... this is her. I'm sorry. I didn't label everything properly. She goes, if that's what you really think, it's fine. I've been chatting with you for months, and I have developed love for you. If that's what you think I'm trying to use, then I guess you should leave me. Because what you just said made me feel bad about myself.
Now, a lot of times, what I said before when I was describing to the new folks in the chat room, is I will sit here and I will not really have a look on my face and try. That is another thing where they will throw me a curveball.
Yeah.
And what happened right there is another curveball.
Yeah, I just went,
could this be? And what are they looking for? What's going on right at this moment? What's going on?
I go, you should feel bad. You should feel terrible. I've tried to rearrange my whole life for you. I've flown to Ghana. Not really. I invited you on a vacation.
I pretend flew to Ghana.
If you did.
She thinks I did.
I know.
I invited you on a vacation to the Bahamas. True. Tried to participate in some festivals in your country. True. All because I love you. And you've lied to me. Because I'm a huge asshole.
True.
Sorry. You have one more shot to tell me everything, and I do mean everything alone on video chat. That is it. If you do not tell me that, which I already know, then it's over. You have one chance to save our love. One chance to be a truthful woman and actually try with me to beat the odds and make this work and be real.
Oh.
I go, if I was in your position, I do not know if I would have tried to lure some Westerner to take care of me. You've told me that was your goal. I know what a shitty hand you've been dealt. I know even though you are a pretty girl, because you are not a virgin and you have a child, your culture makes you less desirable. I hate that your life is so hard. If that is how this all started, then at least tell me as much. If that is what this is, then tell me as much. For the love of God, don't I at least deserve that from you?
Yeah.
She goes, I know, but I came clean to you because I found out you are a good man. I came clean to you and have told you the truth. I know life is not easy for me, but that's not my intention before God. Now, again, she came clean the day before the money was coming.
Of course, and she would lie to you again at the drop of a hat.
But she came clean the day before the money was coming.
Wait, what was the last thing? That's not my intention
before God.
God.
Okay. And she's a religious girl.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, theoretically.
Supposedly. Yeah.
Whatever. If that's your thing.
And I think she came clean before the money was coming because I...
No, when she came clean, Joe, you're forgetting we were blown away because the divorce was happening the next day, and then I had to rework my whole story. When she came, remember the look I had on my face?
Yeah, you were like, oh, my God.
Yeah, we were all blown away by that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't... There was no need for her to come clean at that point.
No.
I wasn't pushing her.
But there was some folks... Now, I'm curious about something. There were some folks in the chat room that said that this is a tactic that they use as well.
Yeah.
Right, which is fine. I'm well aware of that tactic. But again, it doesn't matter. You do that tactic when you're being pushed. I wasn't pushing.
Yeah.
I was buying in. You do that tactic when money's not coming. Money was coming the next day in her world.
Supposedly. Yeah.
I told her the money's coming the next day. Yeah. It's bad business.
And it's always every several paragraphs. And what happened about 3 minutes ago. What's the end game?
I don't know. Well,
What's the end game?
I go, if you love me, why do I need to ask questions to learn the truth about you? How can you do this to somebody you talk marriage with? She goes, it's not my intention to do that. I'm sorry if it bothers you. Guess I would have to do more to make things work better. Well, I hope you should raise your game. I deserve that. I go, yes, you do.
Raise your game, bitch.
I go, yes, you do. You have to tell me the truth. You have to tell me everything about the days of Agnes. You have to tell me more about your situation with Mavis. I know way more than I ever told you I know. You have one shot at this. The only good thing is thank God this happened before I booked that flight to Ghana to pay the dowry and make you my wife. Thank God this happened. Now, I feel sick. I'm going out for a drive to clear my head. She goes, will you be going out soon? And then I guess later on in the day, I was back. She goes, hi, how'd the drive go? I go, fine. She goes, still mad at me? I go, it's not mad, Belinda. It's hurt, exhausted, frustrated. It's not fair what you do to me. The fact that you do not understand how deeply you hurt me points to the fact that you have no concept of what you do and no concept how deeply I have cared.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I know you care about me. And sincerely speaking, I didn't know I hurt you that much. But is this because I didn't tell you my date of birth? Or is this because I didn't tell you my date of birth? Or is there something more that I'm not aware of? Is the fact when you promised you would come clean in December to me, you lied again to me? Is the fact that there is much more you have not told me? How can I be with somebody I can never trust? She does not know that I know there's a guy feeding her
line. Right, right.
You know, that's the big thing that we got.
Oh, that's a good holdback.
Yeah, exactly. She goes, I don't know why you still think that way. I have told you the truth and nothing but it. What I know is that I don't say much about myself, which I am trying to solve apart from what I have told you all now. I go, that is just not true. I'm not going to discuss it in a chat. I still think that way because you still lie to me on even the smallest stuff. You don't do that to people you love. You do not love me or respect me. Why can't you just tell me so I can go on with my life? I have entertained you for almost 9 months. Is it only finished when I am dead?
Oh.
I'd write back, how the hell am I supposed to run a business on honesty?
You're bad for business.
Look at this. I'm not getting any payoff. I've been putting all of this. I got overhead.
How am I supposed to run a business on honesty? This is all bullshit we're feeding you. I can't run a business on honesty.
Who does this guy think he is?
We're not trading that.
The thing you got in Goodfellas, you know. What do I know about the restaurant business? Full Savino.
Yeah.
What do I know about the restaurant business?
Awesome.
She goes, I didn't lie about that. I just didn't think it would hurt you that much. I truly love you. I didn't mean to hurt you so much. Then we will discuss it. Now, a typical scammer is coming back with poetry right about here. A typical scammer is giving me that crappy, lovey-dovey poetry.
Yeah.
She doesn't
do that.
That's not her thing.
No, but now she's back to, I really, truly love you.
But if...
Not just, I'm vaguely interested.
Well, I had to go out. They had a meeting.
A typical scammer. This goes back to why I think it's a guy. Because it was a woman, and they look down at women and don't let women do important things there. Why would they have a woman get into such a crucial part of a scam right now?
Because you know what? Maybe they think their time's more valuable.
Well,
at a crucial part like this, where usually
but
the
wait a minute, but wait a minute, but if this is, but if this,
you know what I'm saying, that you know, we're at a crucial part where you could.
It's possible.
This is not time to throw a poke. We need to get the guy in, you know, get the most seasoned person in
and
handle this.
But yeah, she's gotten way further with me than who have ever originally handled my account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's gotten a lot more.
Well, good for them. That's great at raise time. But right now, you know,
at reviews,
that's great. But right now, at this crucial moment, if they look so lowly on women and they have to feed her lines every bit, why is she not writing you poetry? And why is there a comeback with some? Great
she knows I'm not going. They know I'm not falling for poetry. I've called them out on poetry.
All right, then that's fine. Then why would you still have the person that is regaled to that?
I don't know, Joe. I mean, last time we did this, you were convinced it's a chick. Now you.
Because every paragraph, it takes a twist and turn. That's why I sit here staring like Pavlov's dog, because it's very interesting.
Well, just 'cause I treat.
Well, that's true. But but it's just, they're taking you now. At this point of the game, and I'm going by what you're telling us, where, you know, you're saying, well, this is where they use, you know, typically they'll give you poetry. Fine. Typically right now, they're not giving you poetry. There's a crucial moment. They're going to have the top-notch people in there. Due to their culture, the top-notch people should be a man.
I go, there are many things.
Yeah.
I go, there are many things that have been a mystery with you. Every time I seek answers, I get more questions. I do not know what you want from me anymore. She goes, I truly love and respect you. I have been here all this while because it's true. I don't know. I didn't know I have hurt you that much. Then how are we going to discuss it? Not typical scammer talk.
No.
I go, well, I'm not flying to Ghana, and you're not coming here, so I'll have to be on video chat.
Yeah.
No Ishmael. Hopefully no loud, crappy music. Hopefully minimal technical issues. You and me, face-to-face, once and for all. I swear to you, if I catch you in a lie, it's over. I am done. If you're honest with me, then maybe we can repair this mess.
Okay.
She goes, okay, I get you. But what mess is that? Is it about the date of birth?
Oh.
Is there more to it?
Is there more to it?
Or is there more to it?
Can I stop this right now?
I think you just did.
Okay, good. All right. Now, you want to know nothing? No lies, no nothing. All right. Now, this video chat is going to be damn crucial. they're asking you, well, what's it all about? Because they want to write everything down and make damn well sure all their bases are covered. Because if you start saying stuff, this and that and the other thing, you better write it down and make sure we got all our ducks in a line before we get on it. Because if one false move, we're done.
Yeah.
Good point, John.
Yeah, we got to be well prepped.
I'm glad you stopped me there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Shockey didn't know how to react to a compliment. He was just
like,
kind of stunned.
What?
All right, Joe, you suck. We'll move on.
Business as usual. All right.
We're much more comfortable.
Didn't want to take you out of your comfort zone. My apologies.
Thank you, sir.
I go.
How dare you build me up?
All right. I will not. It's not what you're about.
I'm not used to that.
I go, Belinda, we have a lot to talk about. I don't care about your age. I don't care if you're 40. I don't care if you're 20. I never fell in love with your age. I go, I'm not African. The fact that you tell me you have a daughter and were married before has never been anything that I frowned upon. It was never an issue for me. It never made you any less desirable for me. It is how you have misled me throughout that makes me not want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
She goes, I have not misled you in any way, but I guess maybe I've said something which you thought was not true. All right. See, she's got to back down. She's got to wake up and smell the bullshit.
I guess I did something, I guess.
I go, you have said something that I know is not true. You have said many things which logic says it's not true. If you're protecting somebody, I understand, but it will be the end of us.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I'm not protecting anybody. I would not do that at the expense of our relationship. Who do you think I'm protecting? I have nobody to protect. I don't know, Belinda. None of this makes any sense. You and me have made no sense since day one. I stay because I have feelings for you. I will leave because in many ways to be with you is insanity. Really, it is up to you at this point. If you want this to work, you will make it work. If not, I hope this was all worth it.
Mm.
She goes, I don't know why you were like this. Maybe I deserve it for lying to you in the past. But to tell you the truth, I don't deserve it now. I thought we had passed that stage 2 months ago. I didn't know where all this is coming from, but I know it wasn't my intention to hurt you.
That was good.
I go, it's coming from the fact that every time I think you're being honest with me, there are little lies. So is this coming from my date of birth?
Oh, God!
It's like when I have to walk Joe through tech. I go, that's part of it. I go, with the lack of knowledge of your Facebook password when you clearly were logged in on Saturday, there are bigger things which I hoped you would have told me by now. Do you tell little lies in everyday life or just the internet thing? Or is this just a Davin thing?
Mm.
She goes, all I tell you about my life every day is the truth. I go, we'll discuss this in a video chat. I do not wish to discuss this anymore. I feel like crap. If you wish to talk about anything else, that's fine. I just don't feel like arguing anymore today. But we need to get all this figured out very soon so we can either go on together or go on apart.
Sounds like the meeting we had about in April. Mm-hmm. It was like the trip out of Virginia. Anyway.
Life imitates art.
I guess so.
Are there pickles involved in this conversation?
I did send her some.
You saw you're writing and reading the right emails?
Oh, shit. Joe was playing the part of Belinda.
Yeah.
So Belinda writes, what I want more is that we solve our problems so we can go on together. I go, then we will. She goes, I do have something else I would like to talk to you about.
Here
it comes.
I go, okay, what would you like to talk about? Rita's dad's funeral is this week, and I'll have to go and escort and help her with the preparations and the funeral.
Okay.
That's what I said. That's what I said, okay. I go, she goes, what would you like me? Remember, Rita's her roommate. She goes, what would you like me to tell her for you? She goes, I guess the okay shows how upset you still are. I go, I am very sorry for her loss, and she's in my thoughts. Is there an African custom to this? I go, of course I'm upset, aren't you? She goes, I am, but I guess you were more upset. I go, maybe I care more. So what will you be doing for Rita? What is involved? African funerals are sorrowful and interesting and quite long. Somebody got Wikipedia. But they like to show their respect for the dead before it's been buried. Before it's been buried? Do you want me to write an obituary? I'm quite good.
Yeah, really.
I respect you, Shovel. Yeah. I respect you. Let me out of the hole, then.
Yeah, really.
I go, sounds like a hard day. She goes, I will sew her funeral clothes for her and go and escort for the entire duration of the funeral to show how I care. I go, you're a good friend to her. She goes, I try my best. I go, that's good. It's one of the things I like about you. She goes, yeah, but we will in little bits as and when I can squeeze a little time out. I think she's talking about talking to me.
I thought she was talking about making orange juice for a second.
I go, okay, I will not expect to video chat with you this week then. She goes, okay, maybe we will before I leave, but don't know yet. I go, leave, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to Rita's dad's hometown where the funeral will be held. Stupid. I go, is it far? Will you be gone long? She goes, it's quite far, and I'll be going for 3 days. It will start from Friday and end on Sunday. I go, okay, I can't wish you a good trip because it is sad. I can wish you safe travels. She goes, thanks, but we will talk from time to time when I get a little time. I go, okay, if you want to. She goes, when you say this, it makes me feel like you don't want to talk to me.
Oh.
I go, why do you say that? She goes, when you say, if I want to. I go, it just means with everything going on and the sadness, I would not blame you if you did not have the time or the desire to talk to me. She goes, I always want to talk to you. This is time I would like to talk to you for you to console me because there will be lots of crying and sorrow at the funeral. I go, okay, I'll do that for you. Now let's stop right there. This is not typical scammer stuff.
No, my question is this. How really well do you really have to stitch funeral clothes? I mean, how much use are they going to get?
Joe!
It's not sweatpants, Joe.
That's
I don't know.
You got out of it.
No.
He's just worried about being comfy.
No, but this is not...
I'm saying,
take a vacation from me. You got other clients to work on.
It sounds like...
He's like, but you don't like me.
That's what I'm saying. There's a connection there. This person likes talking to me.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's a chick.
Yeah.
This is a chick move.
That was definitely a chick move.
Yeah, no guys.
Did she mention the passing of Rita's father or the father being in ill health before that sentence?
She's mentioned it, I think so. I can't keep track, but I do believe so.
That, you know what? Let me just digress for a small second, but it's pertinent. When Mr. Helix and I were first dating, I think it was almost like our first misunderstanding. He had gone away to visit his mom in Cape Cod, and he was gone for a week. And so when, backwards. I was away for a week. And when I got back, he said to me I think an email. I said I was getting back, say it was like, you know, a Friday night. He's like, okay, well, I'll see you Saturday or something. And I was put out because I thought, I've been gone for a week. If you really care about me, you want to see me when I get home.
Mm.
Like, I was expecting the answer to be something like, well, you know, can I see you Friday night?
Yeah.
Or
see, this is a real conversation.
And he immediately went to, well, I'll see you the next day. And I sat there like a chick. With my bottom lip sticking out, although he couldn't see it, and I was like, he didn't want to see me immediately. He doesn't care about me as much as I care about him. And I had a whole drama in my head.
Mm. Here's the thing. If this is just,
but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's such a
if this is just
you
business,
don't want to talk to me.
If this is just business, she could. I'm giving her a pass on a couple of days. I'm saying I'll be here.
Yeah.
Take a vacation from me.
Yeah.
We're both exhausted from this.
Let's look at it, Nicole. I'm sorry.
She stuck her little lip out and went, you don't want to talk to me while I'm at a funeral.
Yeah.
I'm sad. That's a girl.
I'm thinking cold and callous, where this could be a standard ploy that they have somebody handy dandy ready to die, and then use it as a basis to buy a couple of days to get a story together.
But Joe, she's not taking a couple of days. I gave her the couple of days.
And she wants to talk to him.
She wants to talk to me every day. I gave her the couple of days. So
yeah.
It doesn't make sense what you said.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense if she says, okay, I'll talk to you in a few days. Let's go over our facts. Let's regroup. We'll get him in the second half. She's not saying this.
She's like, don't you want to talk to me?
Yeah. I go. So she wants me to be there because lots of crying and sorrow. I go, okay, I'll do that for you. She goes, thanks, hon. Really appreciate it. I go, of course. Listen, no matter what happens between us, I did care and will care for you. And that's true. I do like this person.
Yes, I know.
However this ends,
yeah,
I like this person.
Yeah.
Like, nothing would make me happier if one day she goes, listen, let me tell you, here's what I was doing.
Right.
And then I would go, funny you should say that. Are you familiar with Davin's Den?
Can I throw a link out to you and then just go explore?
Now that we've got off the table, let's be pals.
Right?
If we could have like a real friendship, guy, girl, whatever this is, because this person made me laugh. And I made this person laugh. And you can't find that every place.
That's true.
Certainly not at Joe's comedy shows.
It's like, you got me back. You took time. You know what this reminds me of? You ever see the cartoon with the coyote and the dog and they both punch in and they start chasing each other and hurling boulders?
Yes.
And the 5 o'clock whistle blow. Good night, George. Good night, Bill. You know?
Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking too.
You know?
Not that cartoon. I'm glad you came up with that.
Yeah. She goes, thank you. I go, nothing to thank. It just is. And she has a smiley face. I go, glad that I made your emoticon smile. She goes, well, you always make me smile. I go, I am an entertaining son of a gun, aren't I?
Yes, you are, fake Devin. Yes, you are.
She goes, I guess that comes naturally for you. I go, not really. I'm a performer for a living, but shy by nature. And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I guess the shyness makes the two of us. I go, yes, but you need to open up to me, or this is not going to work. She goes, I'll try to open up to you more. Mm-hmm. I'm making her raise her game.
Yes.
I go, are you comfortable with me? Honestly. She goes, honestly, I feel comfortable with you, but sometimes I feel shy. I go, why do you feel shy with me? I mean, we've talked and done some pretty wild things on the internet.
Yes, you have.
She goes, I know, but that's just my nature. I go, okay. I go, do you think I will get you not to be shy with me? She goes, I think it will fade away as time goes on. I go, we shall see. I have put myself out there for you. Kind of nice if I had somebody on the branch with me. She goes, I'm with you, hun. I go, okay. I go, Saturday was interesting. Never had a conversation like that one. That was the animal sex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She goes, yeah, me too. And it was kind of nice trying something once in a while. It was a nice experience, smiley face. I go, yeah, it was. Sorry I could not finish. She goes, I know. If it wasn't that important, you wouldn't have left. I had to work. I go, I had to go to work. Were you upset I left? She goes, it was kind of disappointing, but I had you know, but she knows it was important. I go, well, I will do it the right way for you when we have some time if you want. She goes, okay, that's cool by me.
Hmm.
Yay, animal shenanigans.
Yeah.
I go, good, smiley face. She goes, smiley face. She goes, I got the chance to also call you a buzzkill for the first time, smiley face.
That was true.
She loved that because yes. I was cooler. I go, yep, did you like that? She goes, of course, it felt good. This is real. I think this is real. It felt good for her to call me because I always call whoever this is buzzkill.
Yeah. Whoever this is.
I go, LOL, were you getting turned on before I had to stop? She goes, oh, no, but it was really fun and exciting. I go, well, how can I get you turned on for the next time? She goes, be more intense and emotional with a human character, LOL.
Take human bites with a human character.
I go, yeah, it was a bit absurd, LOL. I never thought we would do something like that, LOL. She goes, it was weird, LOL. I go, yep. I go, kind of cool to know we can be a bit crazy together. She go, yeah, it was really crazy. I go, would you like me to be your personal pet? She goes, would you like to be my personal pet? She goes, might be fun. She goes, okay, it will be fun, I guess. I go, that's up to you. She goes, why is it up to me? I go, well, because you would be the master. I go, listen, I have to go in a few. She goes, buzzkill! I go, tomorrow, if you're a good girl, find me early. She goes, okay, I hope I can. But are you going to the comedy club? I go, no. She goes, where are you going then? I go, help my daughter with her homework. She goes, okay, in your house? I go, yes. She goes, okay, good luck. I go, I think I'll be fine. I know how to spell and add seven, add and subtract. She goes, then you'll be fine. I go, thanks for believing in me. She goes, I always do. I go, off I go. Maybe I'll be back afterwards. And I was back afterwards.
Okay.
She goes, how'd the homework go? I go, I got it all right.
I have enough fingers and toes.
Yes. I go, what are you puzzled by?
Well, you said something when you were reading before. You said, what did you say? This is real? When you're reading all this?
Yeah.
You're very emotional right now. What do you personally really think her end game is with you?
That's been the mystery, Joe. That's why because remember, this happened in February. I wasn't telling you guys about this. The person who I became friendly with through one of these anti-scamming sites. We've gone back and forth. I mean,
listen,
there's a very real possibility that the end game for her, for them, for the guys, the girls, was to get her married to me, to get her a better life. They figure I'm a decent guy. Get her a better life. She's married to me. She comes here. We send back money to the family.
Right. Regardless of this show.
Right.
Regardless of you reading this material right now, your walls are down. I don't care if we're doing a show right now. You're just reading this. Right, your walls are down right now.
What do you mean?
Walls are down where you're emotional. This is real. This is a real person. Your walls are down.
No, I know this is real. I believe this is a real
which,
person.
Right, where if yeah. you, if we weren't doing this as our scam, but
oh my, if,
where
if
you
I was
could
a mark,
involved,
oh, if I was a
where
mark,
you
shit,
would be in.
They are so good.
Just
yeah.
And for the folks in the chat room, and what we were saying before is you got to be careful if you're going back into this, you know, you feel like you're going to be a scam buster and go in this group. Look how we're doing right now. Him. Is his walls are down right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Emotionally yeah. down right now.
But the other
and
thing
you
is,
you know what's going on, and they're down.
Which is why,
yeah,
unlike
yeah.
a Mark, I'll stab him in the back the very next episode.
But that's the funny thing. It's like you look at me, and go, and what are you looking at? Why are you looking at me like that? Because you're so emotionally in this segment
spend
right
hours
now.
With this chick.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's dangerous. It's dangerous
it
the way they play their
yes.
emotions.
And this yeah. and this is a gift to team. This is a good team.
It is. But
oh, thank you very much. We try our best.
You certainly do.
High five me, Joe.
Yeah, you guys.
Oh yeah, and you idiots. Yeah, I know.
But just in for the sense of the fact that we are scam busting, well, this is our segment, this is our tribe play, that at this segment right now, it's almost like when you watch a movie. When you watch the Fast and Furious movies, like the first one, where the guy was like, had an emotional connection to Vin Diesel and all these guys that were robbing these trucks.
Right.
There was an, even though they got their job, they got their, is a, as a human being, you have your emotional connection.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And at this point in juncture right now, this point in time is where you go with it.
But which is why I also think there's a connection on the other end, Joe.
Well, the chat is agreeing with you, Joe, because they're saying his emotions are tied to it now.
No, they have been, but I haven't lied about that.
Like it, but sound like a I'm sure there is. What's the end game?
But that, but
you
I,
and I'm questioning.
But Joe, but that's why I say I think the end game with my account, has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, it has gone from the simple scam to we like this person.
Yeah,
let's get this girl married off.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to dig him somewhat. Or at least he's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get the money back in the I think it's a long range game. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But it's getting your money.
Right.
Getting your money. Yeah, it's always about the way or the bottom line is get your job number one is getting your money.
Possibly. Possibly. Sure. But I think their game has changed. So anyway, so this turns out this is very late at night. So I ask her what is she still doing up? She goes, "Our lights have gone off and I'm finding it difficult to sleep." I go, "Do you usually sleep with the lights on?" She goes, "I sleep with the lights off, but the room is warm." Well, it's Africa, it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I go, "Oh, that stinks." Or I go, "Were you just going to surf the web?" She goes, "I hope you had finished with your homework." I go, "Oh, did you miss me?" She goes, "Yes, I do always." I go, "That's sweet." So she smiles. I go, anything I can do to help you sleep?" "What homework was it?" I go, "Subtraction and spelling words." She goes, "Tell me an interesting story." I go, "About what?" "Anything interesting you choose. If you want," I go, "you want me to just make up a story?" She goes, "Okay, tell me a bedtime story." Again, this is so freaking weird.
But but the thing about it is that you're sitting here on our show. She's on the chat.
She's on her show.
Yeah. Yes, because like I said, we got their job, they got yours. And on an emotional connection, now let's look at an emotional connection.
Yeah.
You're sitting here with us in the middle of our show.
I got tears in my eyes.
Right. You know, in this emotional connection, in the middle of our show, it's not a replay, it's a live show right now, and you're getting into this on an emotional connection. She, at that point in time, was sitting there with other scammers doing their thing, where these guys are, the other people that they're with are scamming, and there she is in an emotional connection with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a human, it is a human element.
And this is what
the end game of it.
And this is what my friend always tells me. And listen, scammers have fallen for marks. It's happened.
Because they're
people.
Right, exactly. That's my point as well.
And that's what a lot of anti-scam baiters don't realize. These are people on the other end.
Yeah.
And me and this person have spent hours talking. And I've run them through the gamut. And I got more ahead. I've run them through the gamut. It makes business sense to cut me.
It does.
All right, let's go on. She goes, she wants me to tell her bedtime story. I go, "My bedtime stories end with you naked." She goes,
"Oh." Creep.
Hey now.
She goes, "Is that all you have?" I go, "Well, it's
not all." Is that all you got?
Sorry.
What am I, Kumian? That's how I have to wine and dine all my girls? It's sleepy dog.
Is that all you got?
I go,
you a talent coordinator? Jesus Christ.
I go, "Well, it's not like I have a bunch of these written down." She goes, "Okay." She goes, "Don't you tell your kid bedtime stories?" Now they got the 6-year-old scamming me. I go, "Okay." I go, "Just close your eyes and dream a dream. A dream where wishes come true. A dream where you can ride a Pegasus or be a princess. Where you can chase a shooting star and fly to Jupiter. Dream where there are always hugs to hold you tight. To make you feel loved. Dream a dream where you will eat ice cream for dinner and the streets are lined with lollipop trees. Dream a dream where you are
loved." You grab your kid's book on this one.
No, I made
you
this up.
You made this up.
You're missing your call.
Off the top of my head.
You should write kids' books.
Really?
Dream a dream where it all works out. Dream a dream that tomorrow is always exciting and yesterday always went just right.
Wow.
I go, "Dream a dream that tonight is the first step to forever and forever is always better than the best dream." I go, "That's what I got off the top of my head. Hope it was not terrible. That's what I came up with off the top of my head."
Damn, boy.
She goes, "Wow, that's sweet. I guess I should just close my eyes then." I go, "I guess so."
She's back on, "Jesus Christ."
Yeah, hey. Boy's got game. It's children's books, but he's got game.
I go, "I guess I'm not used to writing bedtime stories or sweet wishes, but for you, I will try anything once." She smiles.
Nice.
She goes, "Hun, I'm feeling sleepy. Good night. Sweet dreams." She says, "Love you." With a heart, I go, "Good night. Sweet dreams." And did I tell her I loved her? I don't know if I told her I loved her.
Did you?
No, not that. So that, Zan, we got to get out of here in a second. Quick, anything I need to know about the chat?
I just got thrown offline, and so I was saying, I'm just back. I'm back, kids. I'm right in time to close the show.
Oh.
But, no, they were, let's see what they were saying here.
Real quick.
They're saying good show, actually.
Well, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Tom says, oh, sure, I show up and everything turns to shit.
That's the way it goes, Tom. We're just happy you're here.
Yes. Interesting. I really like your little bedtime story.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I seriously thought of that off the top of my head.
That, truly, you have missed your calling.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't comedy. We know that.
Nobody said anything.
I said nothing.
Yeah. No, we're saying nothing.
No, I mean, I think it's up for debate what's going on here, but I think there's a connection. And I think this shows how dangerous this is.
We just had, you know, and they were kind of worried about you getting...
Worried about me.
Well, no, not worried about you.
I'll be fine, kids.
You know, you're getting emotionally tugged.
But here's the thing. But yes, I do. I put myself in this character.
Yes.
To make it work.
Yes.
And that's what you have to do to successfully scam bait.
You
have to go all in. And if you've just been scammed, you can't go all in.
You can't do it, because I just spent about 3 minutes going over with him how he is getting emotionally connected. He knows what he's doing. We're doing a scam thing. We're doing a show. However, if you're a person that is emotionally connected, it's dangerous. Flat out dangerous. This stuff is misleading because you're not realizing there's an end game. There's an end game to this. We know it because this is what we're doing, but if you're in an emotional state where you can't handle something like this, it's going to be devastating.
Yeah, absolutely. As somebody trying to do this after, you know, that like we were saying, that raw emotional scarring, this would be re-traumatizing to get this close to somebody trying to do this.
Hey, look, on a personal level, there was a girl that I love very much that I dated for about maybe a year, year and a half, 2 years, and she broke up with me, and I was devastated. Took me a year, and this was a legitimate relationship.
Right.
Took me a year to get emotionally.
And guys take longer to get over these things.
It took me a year to emotionally get my marbles back together again.
Yeah.
So
to the Joe Curry we have before us.
Yes. Oh, great. Is that what it was?
Yeah. So, it's, you know, I mean, it takes time. It's not something you could jump back into.
I'm not a professional scam baiter because that would involve pay. But, but listen, to do it right, and some of you guys out there, you did do it right. I'm sure you did. But really, if you've been scammed, you got to stay away from this. Because a lot of you guys, this is the first time you're hearing this, but just listen to how involved, and the mind games I'm playing with them.
Yes.
I'm playing psychology with them. I flipped the script. But even still, I still feel, even though as Joe says, we got our job to do, there's a connection.
Yeah, and how scary is that? Yeah. Even knowing what we're doing and what's fake on that end, he still finds...
There are many times I feel bad about this.
I do.
Because as we've often said, if there's one element of this girl really digs me,
yeah,
I feel bad.
Yeah, that I do too. I go back and forth. I'm like, every once in a while, there'll be something that comes up that she'll say that make me go, you know what?
Fortunately, we always have Joe here, who always reminds me I'm completely unlikable and unlovable.
No, I'm reminding you that they're cold and calculating.
Oh, of course they are. All right, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Was there a power? Oh, my God. Are we off the air?
Are we off the air, guys?
No.
No, they didn't say anything. But we got a power
surge.
Surge or something. That's what threw me off the
That's why you buy surge protectors, folks.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
We would have just fried a lot of equipment right about now.
I know. Damn, that could have been scary. What's the matter?
I'm just wondering what... I don't think I got kicked off.
Okay.
I don't think I got kicked.
Well, that's good.
I'd hate if we lost this show. But
it looks like cable might have went out.
Yeah.
Might have went out. The modem, maybe.
We'll see. We'll see what gets saved.
Well, if it had, if we had to lose it, I mean, we lost it.
I don't know, but I'm saying I don't know what got saved as we were going.
Right? So
this show might be one and done. What are you gonna do?
Oh no!
All right. Let's thank some people. Oh, thanks. But I didn't lose.
I don't think I got kicked off.
No, they seem to still be hearing us. Chat guys, tell me what if you're still hearing
no,
us.
No, they're hearing us now, but I'm saying, was there ever a disconnect?
Was there a disconnect?
Like, go in the chat room. Did they go, hey, we lost the show? All right, let me thank some people. Success Martial Arts, great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is a dojo for you. Also, school's in session, so make sure you talk to them about their after-school programs for the kids. Give them a call at 845-469-1716 or check them out at smacenters.com. And again, this is Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch and dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. And our next comedy show at Francesco's is Friday, October 25th, starring the very funny and talented Pete Michaels, seen on Conan O'Brien, Ventriloquist.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
Very good.
Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher style deli in Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagels of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagel and kosher style deli offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. Goldberg's is not only known for high-quality food, but extremely generous portions. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event party or catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, listen, if you're a military veteran or a veteran of our show, fan of the show, you get a 10% off. Just mentions. Don't forget to mention us. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza and Italian food in the Lower Hudson Valley. All of their food is made with the freshest ingredients by hand. Luca Trattoria is the place to go, whether you want to slice or have them cater your next special event. Give them a call at 845-986-2002 or find out about their weekly gourmet specials or on their website at lucapizzawarwick.com. And make sure you mention Davin's Den for free fountain soda to go. And don't forget to join Luca's VIP mobile club. Just text the words Luca Pizza 72727 and you will receive special offers and discounts and even be included in special prize drawings. And all this goes right to your phone. Also, my company, SidesplittingProductions.com. You need a comedian, a band, a DJ, murder mystery, a character. You got your Christmas coming up. Go to SidesplittingProductions.com. Call me 551-404-3094. Check us out. Pip, where can people hear this?
People can hear us live on Tuesdays at hawkradio.net, WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanNetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, MacDaddyRadios.com, iHeartRadio, and our newest affiliate, TheIndieAuthority.com.
Well, they can't hear us on iHeart Live.
Oh, no, that's true. I guess I have that in the wrong category.
Yes, you do.
Okay, screw that. No iHeartRadio Live. You have to go and listen to it after we load it up.
And you also have the scammer clips on iHeart.
We do.
Yes.
And you can download the whole show or sections, whatever you want to listen to.
Sure. Play it again for your friends. Tell Pooh. Tell Nina. Tell anybody. I don't care.
Tell everybody.
Tell her. We encourage it. Use it as a learning tool. Or not.
Yeah, and if we manage to save this show, you can go back and listen to the 5 minutes that we were dead and find out what
they
missed.
Did they say that they...
Yes, we were off air for about 5 minutes.
Huh.
Who knew? DavinComedy.com.
That's a problem.
DavinStand.com. PodAlmighty.com.
PodAlmighty.
Stitcher.com. iTunes. The Android app. iHeartRadio. You can listen to us there and downloads. Joe?
Unique and different by incorporating guests' past and present experiences, The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating, interesting, and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Monday evenings at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson and Watson Show. The Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. Mother and Son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in an Italian family terms, discussion passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on Watson and Watson.com.
I have a feeling we're going to have the whole show saved.
I hope so.
I have a feeling we're going to have the whole show saved. Yeah, also, don't forget we got the contest.
So, that's right.
Go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. Make sure you like that. And put in your own curmudgeonly philosophy for fabulous prizes. Joseph, where will you be this week?
McGuire's Comedy Club on Sunday at 7:30. McGuire's out in Bohemia. Check it out, McGuire's.com.
You should also probably check on Friday and Saturday because they'll probably be there as well.
Yeah.
They need him.
They love me.
Why wouldn't they? You're delightful. This Sunday, I'll be in Milford, Connecticut at Sloppy Jose's. Oh, yeah, yeah. For tickets, call 203-878-9847. Hey, listen, if you're in the Connecticut area, check us out. 203-878-9847. Guys, that was a fun little show there.
Yeah, it was fun.
We got more stuff for you next week. I don't know what the hell we're going to do, but we'll do something fun. We'll do a little comics in the news about maybe a comic smacking around a journalist. Maybe we'll talk about that.
That always sounds like fun. Smack about Derby. Yeah,
lots of good stuff. But what I want to tell you, the listeners, first of all, thank you. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Or some people. Either way, keep on listening. We are out.
Good night.